Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Good evening and welcome into the Summit City of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Along with Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And today the Lansing Lugnuts look to halt a three-game losing streak in the third game of a six-game series against Fort Wayne. With Adam, not the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, but the Fort Wayne Wizards today.
Yeah, it's a great throwback. They were the Wizards from 1993 to 2008. Coincidentally, they changed the name to the Tin Caps as soon as they changed from Memorial Stadium to Parkview Field. So an homage to when they first came to town, and it's pretty cool. They've got the mascots back, and I think this is going to be it's a cool night, and hopefully it's a Lansing Lugnuts-filled night because they need a win, Jesse.
I mean, you as a fantasy fan, would think that you would love the Wizards and the fact that their two mascots are a wizard and a dragon.
Yeah. Wayne down there, he looks almost like Albus Dumbledore. He's got the long white hair and the beard. It's beautiful.
Well, the Lugnuts, the last four games, have given up 48 runs. Now, they won the first 15-11 on Saturday against Lake County, but then on Sunday they lost 13-9, and they've lost in back-to-back games here in Fort Wayne, 12-1 and 12-5. They need better pitching today.
Quick math. That's 12 runs a game.
Hey.
That's not going to get it done.
No.
You can't rely on your offense, Jesse, to continuously put up 15 runs per game, which is what they were doing against Lake County at the end of that series, but they've got to pitch it better tonight, and they can't get themselves in a hole. They got to a better start yesterday, took a 1-0 lead, but then they gave up two huge blow-up innings, and that was the ball game, just like that. So it's got to be better tonight, one inning through nine.
Fort Wayne starter, conversely, has gone seven innings each of the last 2 days. Manuel Pinales in the opener, seven scoreless. He struck out nine. And then yesterday, Jagger Haynes, seven innings, one run. So you've got the disparity between the two starters, which brings us to tonight's starting pitching matchup. The lefty Miguel Cienfuegos for Fort Wayne. The Lugnuts have the right-hander Luis Morales on the mound.
Well, it's been extremes, right? It's not just that they're not pitching well. They have not been hitting it well here either, which has been their strength. And we know this year, unfortunately for the Nuts, they have little room for error with their defensive miscues and the way that they've pitched the ball. They've got to hit it. And when you've got two starters that are going seven innings, that does not bode well. So hitting approach has got to be a little bit better tonight. They were able to get some extra base hits last night. And, of course, yes, you need good starts again. And that starts with Luis Morales, who is the top pitching prospect in this organization. But he's given up a lot of base runners. He's been up and down, as you'd expect, a youngster, hoping that he can put it together tonight again to get them off to that good start.
First pitch is 7.05 p.m. Earlier today, I had the chance to sit down with the Lugnuts infielder, Derek Salome, and you'll hear from Derek when we return. This is Lugnuts Pregame.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts infielder Derek Salome. Derek, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well. How's the season going?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty good. It's my first season here in Lansing Lugnuts, so I feel really good about the guys, fans, really good. So it's just try to win off the game and be better every day.
How is the Midwest League different from the California League?
It is. The pitcher have more experience. The hitter, they know how to hit. So they are very intelligent to how play baseball. So it's pretty good.
This offense ranks at the top of the league in so many different categories. What's it like to bat in this lineup?
And I just try to do my job, you know? It's just try to do my job. It's a half. Run in a score position, do my job, move the runner. I don't try to do like big tense, just this little details, yeah. And that's it.
So your job on this team, to talk about what your role is on this team, what is your role?
It depends the game. The game tell you what you have to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's no matter what, if you first, second, third, and the lineup, but it's the game tell you what you have to do.
When did you first understand, hey, the game is going to let me know I don't have to put pressure on myself?
Mm-hmm. It's just every play, every pitch, you have to, like, control all that situation, because no matter what, if it's the score, like, you won for more, like, 5 or 6 runs, you always have, like, pressure to do the best way for win, you know? But it's just try to slow the game down and just do it.
How are you doing at slowing the game down?
Breathe. That's the best way to just breathe and anticipate.
Joined by Derek Salom, you were signed out of Venezuela. When did you first meet Jose Escorche?
And Dominican in 2018. Yes, 18. And when he's like the first time he go there, complex in Dominican, La Victoria. So that's the first time I met him. So now he's my best friend.
I love it. I always see you guys together. This is 6 years now that you've been playing baseball together. Yeah. What is Jose like?
Oh my God, he is a really good guy. He's a very smart guy. It's my for everything. So he always help you to do the best way, you know? Mm-hmm. He's a really good guy.
Back home in Venezuela, did anyone else in your family play baseball?
Yes, my father supposed to be play baseball, but not like professional. Uh-huh. But he's and now my little brother's at an academy right now.
Which academy?
It's like Eden Salas' father.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So it's very good. They are 13 years old.
Do you and Ethan know each other?
Yes, yes.
So when we see Fort Wayne, you say, hey, Ethan, how are you?
It's just like, hi, you know, yeah. That's it. It's
tell
like,
your dad, take care of my brother.
Yeah, it is, yeah, like that.
Does your brother play infield?
I have twins, brothers.
Twin brothers?
Yes. So one of them, no, I mean, sorry, both is our infield. Before, one of them is outfield, but now he's, both of them is infield.
What positions have you played in your life?
Before, it's just outfield and catcher. And when I was in the academy for my first time, when I was like 13 years old, they put me in infield, so I love it.
Wait, what was catcher like?
It's very good. I like it, but I'm a skinny guy, so they told me, no, you look better in infield.
Yeah, how did you like the outfield?
Oh, that's the first position I played in my life, so I love to play outfield too. But, you know, my arm, something happened in my career, so they told me, don't play outfield anymore. It just, if something happened, you can go there, but I prefer you to look in infield.
Do you have a favorite defensive play? Do you like to dive? Do you like to charge in? What's your favorite play?
Wow, routine, because that's the play. If you made it, you have the opportunity to win, the routine play.
What are you working on defensively?
Routine. Yeah. Just my routine, try to hit the ball, and that's it. And even in the offense and defense, it's just try to do my routine, catch the ball, good throw, and in offense too. Just try to see the ball, be on time, and land right.
Consistency.
That is. Yeah, you're right.
Joined by Derek Salom, this coaching staff, how is it? How's Craig Conklin? How's Ruben Escalera? How's Kevin Kuzmanov?
Well, it's my first time with the manager. It's my first time, so he's really a guy. He always wants to help you too, so he's smart too, like it. But Ruben, I know him like for 4 years ago, and Kevin, I played with him last year too in Stockton Force, so I know the staff very good.
That's great that Ruben has seen you grow and improve as a baseball player over 4 years.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes.
Okay, let me ask you one more question when it comes to hitting. Last year, you hit your first professional home run.
Yeah, it is.
How did that feel?
Wow, I mean, to be honest, I don't think like I do the best, because in this game, when I hit the homer, my first homer, I thought I did 4 errors in third baseman. So I'm like, you know, it's just so bad in the home play. I just tried to crash the ball and hit so hard. And when the ball is gone, I didn't know that he just homer and tried to run fast, go home. And when I was in the dugout, just like, oh my God, my first homer, so it feels amazing.
What was your home run like this year?
It's almost the same. It's very good. When I hit my first homer here in Lansing, it's like wow, I made it, you know? I made it.
Did you know, off the bat, this is going to be a home run?
Yes, but I'm the player, when I was in the home plate, I just hit and run. I don't have this kind of move, like, hit and wave where's the ball, you know? Yeah. So it's just, I know I hit the ball and it's just running because I know he's fired the ball.
In spring training, did you have the chance to meet any of the Major League Oakland A's?
Yes. Last year, this year too, I have 3 years in a row to play with the minor league guys. So I have a lot of experience for that. So that's one of my best moments of my life, of my career, when I be there.
Which players did you really enjoy spending time with?
Oh, I don't have like a name, but I know I beat Sean Murphy when I was with them, yeah. Matt Olson, yeah. Marcus Simmons, now last year, Brian Booker, Esteri Ruiz, wow, it's a lot of name, you know, but I have a lot of experience for that. Elvis Andrus,
yes.
Ramon Laureano, they told me like little things to be better, you know?
That's great. Yeah. Who's your favorite team and favorite player when you were growing up?
Oh, my... Before is Javier Baez.
Yes.
Right now it's like Ronald Acuña, because he's from Venezuela and he's the best of the best right now. Like, but before it's just Javier Baez. And favorite team, to be honest, I never have a favorite team. It's just...
The player.
Yeah, it's just the player.
During the off season, how do you spend your time?
My family, go to beach, my wife, my father, my brothers, and for sure in the field, training so hard, because yeah. That's the moment to grow up, you know, to feel better. And when you go to the game for 3 months later, you have to feel really good, you know, ready to play.
Are you going to become a dad?
Yes, I am. My wife has like 8 months pregnant, so I'm so happy about it. But yes, I'm so excited.
Derek, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
My final question is, why did you choose number one?
Wow. It's just my favorite number is number 8, and Johnny Bullet have it. So, you know, he already played here last year, and I don't want to respect that. So it's just tell, hey, I want to be the number one this year, because I start to watch, you don't ask me, but I start watch the F1.
Yes.
So I like Max Verstappen.
Yes.
So I say I use the one for him.
Derek, that's a great reason.
It is.
Man, thank you for your time. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Thank you so much.
Lansing Lugnuts, Derek Salum. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Imagine the hospital experience. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine you're a child. This is why Starlight exists. Starlight programs help kids in the hospital cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at uso.org today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Yeah, that's right.
That's me. We're getting ready for baseball tonight, Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. It is a beautiful evening, 85 degrees and sunny. It is Fort Wayne Wizards throwback night, 90s night. There's overalls and jean jackets in the yard. There's individuals dressed as Wizards as they commemorate what this team used to be when it came to town back in the 90s. Let's get you the starting lineup for Game 3 of 6, and Lansing needs one tonight. They have dropped 3 straight going back to the series finale on Sunday against the Captains, and now back-to-back losses, 12-1 and 12-5 last night. So the Nuts look like this, 20-21 heading into game 42. Johnny Butler off a night off is back to lead off the lefty in left field. Henry Bulte is in center. He is batting second. Brian Buelbas hits third in right field. Eurybio Anjeles hits cleanup at shortstop. Colby Holzer, another lefty, is at second. He swings fifth. Batting sixth, Cameron Masterman, the DH. CJ Rodriguez behind the dish, hitting seventh. Danny Bautista Jr. bats eighth at first base. Jose Escorche rounds out the order at third. Butler, Bulte, Buelbas, BBB. Anjeles, Holzer, Masterman, Rodriguez, Bautista Jr., Escorche, and they support the right-hander, Luis Morales, the top pitching prospect in the A's org. Jesse, who you got tonight for a spotlight hitter?
It's Johnny Butler, because it has to be. You need to get this game going right. You need the leadoff man to get on in front of Bulte, in front of Buelbas, in front of Anjeles, especially with Will Simpson getting the day off.
Johnny Butler looking for his first hit of the series, 0-3 with two strikeouts on Tuesday. All right, for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, one of the hottest teams in the league. They've won seven straight. Those seven straight wins, the first time their franchise has done that since 2015. They come in 19-22. Nerwillian Cedeno in the leadoff spot for just the third time this year at second. Ethan Salas catching, batting second. Homer Bush Jr. hits third in center field. Jay Beshears is at third. He hits cleanup. Devin Ortiz at first base, batting fifth. Tyler Robertson, the three-run homer last night, hits sixth in left field. Colton Bender is the DH, batting seventh. Lucas Dunn swings eighth in right field. And Nick McCleary, the shortstop, rounds out the order. Cedeno, Salas, Bush Jr., Beshears, Ortiz, Robertson, Bender, Dunn, McCleary. What do you got tonight for the Tin Caps?
It's an interesting lineup because they're missing some power. They've got a bunch of single sort of hitters. You don't know what they're going to get from Jay Beshears or Tyler Robertson. So it's Homer Bush Jr. because he's the guy that puts the most pressure on the other team.
21 steals leads the Midwest League for Homer Bush Jr. All right, both teams out there in front of the dugouts in the sun as we get the national anthem. Right, how about that? Great national anthem tonight, and a big crowd filling up Parkview Field on this thirsty Thursday throwback night. The Fort Wayne Wizards against the Lansing Lugnuts. The Tin Caps, 19-22, last in the league, but they are hot. Seven straight wins playing in game 42. They are 11-9 at home against your Lansing Lugnuts. 20-21, they've dropped three straight, just their second three-game skid of the season. Lansing has yet to lose four in a row. Let's see if we can keep it that way as we turn it over to the wizard himself of play-by-play. That is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Oh, you don't say. Fort Wayne's defense as follows. At the outfield, Tyler Robertson in left, Homer Bush Jr. in center, and in right field, Lucas Dunn. The catcher's Ethan Salas. At first base, Devin Ortiz. Nerwillian Cedeno plays second with Nick McCleary at short, and Jay Beshears moving over to third base. They are the defense for the lefty on the hill, the man from Montreal, Miguel Cienfuegos, 6'4", 195 pounds. He is 27 years old. He's the only pitcher in the league who is older than Adam Jackson.
Whoa, I'll take that as a compliment, but that's inaccurate.
He is 10 years older than his catcher, Ethan Salas. Adam, how did the Lugnuts beat Miguel Cienfuegos?
Get on base, Jesse. Apply pressure and force them to give up runs. I mean, you've got to have good at-bats. You've got to put pressure on the bases. And ultimately, that's going to lead to scoring runs. They got to do all of that tonight. You can't just do it for one or two innings. You got to do it all nine innings.
Cutie Pie declared play ball. Here we go. Here's inning number one. It's Butler Bolte Huelvas against Cienfuegos. Our home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton, and our bases umpire is Rafael Pineda. Yesterday, the Lugnuts scored first, but it took until the top of the fifth inning. And then immediately washed away. 1-0 lead turned into a 7-1 deficit. It is 7:05 p.m. Lefty to lefty. On the first offering to Johnny Butler, elevated to left down the line, Robertson loping over for the catch. One pitch and one gone. Underway right on time. 82 degrees right now. Maybe call it 83. In Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Gorgeous this week.
Nice, warm, but not too warm. Here's the pitch. Henry Bolte whacks it on the ground, foul up the right side. Bolte yesterday had two more hits. Started the game 0-for-3. Then he had an infield single, and then he had a three-run triple. Lefty to righty. Swing and a miss. Now the count is 0-2. Cienfuegos is a different sort of pitcher than Jagger Haynes, who went yesterday. Haynes, the 21-year-old. And Haynes at 6'3". Cienfuegos, an inch taller. There's a lot of guile to his stuff. Steps back, lifts the leg. Here it comes. Bolte looks at a ball low. With his two-hit game yesterday, Bolte is now batting .281 at him. Pitch on its way. Bolte takes. Low again. Two balls and two strikes.
Did you tell the folks this week that he was the Midwest League Player of the Week last week? He hit it pretty well.
Here's the pitch. And the man who received the honor dribbles it left of the mound. Picked by Cienfuegos. The thud of first. And yes, Ortiz did keep the foot on the bag. Bolte is at number two.
Yeah, I missed Tuesday's game, so I was just checking in.
I mean, just because I talked about it on Tuesday doesn't mean we can't keep on talking about it.
True.
The man is the reigning hitter of the week until he gets dethroned. And he's not going to get dethroned until next Monday.
Henry wears the crown.
Yeah. Here's Brian Guilbas. Lefty to righty. Fouled away over the netting, right side. Up to the sweet level, and that ball just keeps on traveling. There's a man standing there holding a cold drink who looked over his shoulder, watched it go. Then he walks right down the stairs for his seat. Two outs, no score. The pitch. Huelvas laid on the fastball. 0-2. Brian Huelvas yesterday was 2-for-4. With a double in the first inning and a double in the sixth inning, he later walked. I mean, he's doing good things. Just trying to put it all together as a team here. The pitch. Huelvas grounds beyond Cienfuegos. Shortstop McClary charges. It goes to first with a little lofted lob. Side retired. McClary on the attack. Then he just threw a changeup over. Three up, three down against Cienfuegos. Now we're going to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing nothing. Fort Wayne is coming up against Luis Morales.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts were set down in order in the top half, and now the Fort Wayne Wizards are coming up in the bottom half against the righty Luis Morales. There's the Lansing defense. Second baseman is Colby Halter with Danny Bautista Jr. at first. The shortstop Ari Belanales alongside third baseman Jose Escorche. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez out of the outfield. Butler, Bolte, Brelbas, the triple Bs. Johnny Butler in left. The reigning Midwest League Player of the Week, Henry Bolte in center, and Brian Brelbas is in right. We go. Morales fires near William Cedeno, the switch hitter, batting left, takes ball one high and away.
Oh, Jesse, I know there's a botanical garden by the hotel, but the true one is out in the outfield tonight.
This pitch is called a strike in the outside corner by Tatum Littleton. 1-1 on Cedeno. I like that botanical garden.
Me too.
Nice butterfly area. 1-1. Cedeno fouls it straight back. Strike two. 98 miles an hour. Oh, by the way, wake up everybody in Fort Wayne. There's heat a-coming. Wind rustling the flags out to right center. The pitch. That's high. Didn't tempt him. Two balls and two strikes.
Go a little Danny Tanner there.
Yeah.
Except it'd be wake up San Diego.
Cedeno was 3-for-4 yesterday. The pitch. A check swing on the breaking ball. Down and in on appeal. He went. It's strike three. Rodriguez down to first. Bautista Jr. steps on the bag. All the while, Cedeno has not left the home plate circle. Had a 2-3 on the end of that strikeout for Luis Morales.
It's almost like he asked for the check, and Tatum Littleton said, okay, I'll check, and Pineda went up with the right hand right away. That was very odd.
I like that he did. I just looking at it, I thought, oh, he went. Who's going to peel? Well, Ethan Salas swings, lines a base hit in the center field. He turned around the 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's a single for Salas. Fed back in by Bolte.
The only consistent player in the bigs that I know that does that or did that, Miguel Cabrera, always asked for the check as the batter. This is very odd.
Well, would you not listen to Miguel Cabrera?
it made him who he was, which he's great.
Homer Bush Jr. now. Righty, no score. The pitch. Fouled up and away down the right side. Sailing back. Concourse bound. The fans had no idea that that ball was going to bounce around right next to them. There are long lines all around here, not least of which is with the retail store out in right field. The pitch to Bush. Swing and a miss. Hyde Cheddar at 99. It's Fort Wayne Wizards night. It's a throwback night, 90s night, and so Fort Wayne is wearing their striped retro Wizards uniforms. And out in the right field retail store, that's where they're selling all the Wizards gear. 0-2, runner moves. Pitches high, though down by Rodriguez. Arrives late. Steal of second for Ethan Salas. Got a great jump against Morales. Picks up his fifth steal of the year. One ball and two strikes on Bush. Adam, do you have a favorite Wizard? I'm going to go John Wall. Here's the pitch. Bush swings and misses. That gets away from Rodriguez. Bush for first base. CJ doesn't throw. Salas over to third. It's Morales' second strikeout, but the wild pitch on the drop third strike. First and third, still only one gone, and Fort Wayne has an immediate threat. Here's Jay Bashirs. Bush takes off. First pitch popped up. Halter's deking Bush at second base. The center fielder Bolte rushes in. It's the right fielder Wilbas with a catch. Salas draws the throw perfectly. One hop into the catcher Rodriguez. The runners have to stay at first and third. Jay Beshears flies to right for out number two. There was a lot of action happening, and it all goes well for Lansing in the end.
Yeah, Jesse, my favorite wizard, I think, is Gellert Grindelwald.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a villain?
He was, but you know what? He forced Albus Dumbledore to be great, Jesse. Knock him out. Albus triumphed and became the man he was.
Here's Devin Ortiz. Bush Jr. runs. The pitch called a strike. Throw down to second base. It's late. Throw into third base. Salas retreats. No tag applied by Escorche. Homer Bush Jr. stealing his 22nd bag of the year. The fact of the matter remains. You chose a villain as your favorite wizard.
I did. Did
How
I
about you?
Surprise you?
Yeah, that threw a curveball at me, my man.
Did I 21 dazzle you?
The pitch to Devin Ortiz. Check swing. That gets away from Rodriguez. Salas comes in from third. He scores standing. Bush to third base. It's another wild pitch for Luis Morales here in the first inning. And it's 1-0 Fort Wayne. CJ Rodriguez is getting bedeviled. Maybe it's the Wizard's magic. You know, sometimes a pitch can be a little bit too filthy. 1-1, fouled back into the screen. 1-2 on Ortiz.
It's just unfortunate luck. Again, it's a strikeout. The inning is over, and it's a wild pitch, and it turns into two runners on base, and another wild pitch leads to a run. Just mistakes.
Devin Ortiz yesterday was 3-for-3, three singles. The deal. He takes the breaking ball down and in. Boy, Grindelwald is your favorite wizard. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That tells me a lot about you. That guy was not a good guy.
I like that Dumbledore triumphed over him.
Break even 2-2. Up and inside. So it sounds to me like you actually like Dumbledore better.
Jesse, everybody has to have their counterpart to make them great. So I'm appreciating Grindelwald, while everybody would typically give you the Dumbledore answer.
I mean, as a Maryland Terrapins fan, we had to have the Duke Blue Devils to become great. But that doesn't mean that I actually give them any credit.
Michigan,
far from it.
Michigan State has to have Michigan. Michigan has to have Ohio State.
Payoff pitch. Fouled away right side. That's like me saying to you, clearly your favorite team is Ohio State. Because without them, what would Michigan be?
Nah, the wizard factor is different than the athletics, Jesse.
Is it?
It is.
Is it? Okay.
It really is.
Wizards 1, Lugnuts nothing at third base Bush. Two outs. The pitch is popped up. Shallow center. Shortstop Anales goes back. He's under. Makes a one-hand catch. And the Wizards are done. And the first inning. One run on one hit. Two steals. A strikeout. Two wild pitches. One runner left at third base as we go to the second inning. It's Fort Wayne 1, Lansing nothing.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
one inning down, the Fort Wayne Wizards today, not the Tin Caps, on a retro 90s night, leading the Lugnuts 1-0. Eribe Alanales opens up the second. Miguel Cienfuegos steals, and he takes all the way, a ball outside. 1-0. Anales, the cleanup hitter today, matches his uniform number, number 4. Anales Halter Masterman. The deal. Swing and a miss, laid on the fastball at 92. Anales yesterday finished the ballgame 0-for-5 with an RBI ground out his final time up. He did have hard contact. Here's the pitch. He swings and grounds it past Cienfuegos. It's a base hit in the center field, scooting between McCleary and Cedeno. Scooped up by Bush Jr. in center, and he gets it in. A leadoff single for the Lugnuts. Had him in batting practice earlier today. There is a bluish periwinkle tent out behind the left center field wall where they sell drinks, refreshments, but it's out beyond the left field porch. It's out beyond the grassy berm. And Eribe Alanales hit a ball on top of that net, on top of the tent. It was intense.
He crushed it.
Here's Colby Halter, the pitch. He lifts it high in the air, but it's not going to get out to the tent. In a left center goes Robertson from left, makes the catch, and Alanales trots back to first. 1-0.
Jesse, I'd like to come clean.
Uh-oh.
I lied to you.
About?
My favorite wizard.
Okay, hang on.
It's not Grindelwald.
I knew it wasn't. Is it Hermione Granger?
No.
Oh.
It's Alex Russo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what we're doing here.
Big Alex Russo fan.
Foul back to the screen. Strike one to Cameron Masterman.
Still, to this day, a big Alex Russo fan.
Well, now that we've got to the bottom of that, what do you want to talk about the rest of these 9 innings? Masterman takes ball 1 outside. 91 miles an hour on the fastball. I love it. There are other great wizards in this world.
Yeah, Hermione Granger's definitely up there.
I mean, there's Gandalf the Grey / Gandalf the White. A break even, lefty to righty. Masterman hits a fly ball to right field, pushes back Lucas Dunn. He has plenty of room. Makes the catch. And again, Adelaide has no choice but to get back to first base. 2 outs. Lugnuts down 1-0.
Well, it's early swings in these counts for the Lugnuts, and I don't think it's bad. They're getting strikes. They're just not barreling these pitches. It's kind of been the issue since Tuesday. Strikes are in the zone. This is a team that's barreled pitches over the last couple of weeks, and they just can't quite find it in this series.
Otto over to first base. Adelaide back in. This was the case the very first game of the series. I was talking with Clayton Bell in charge of Lugnuts video, and he said, this pitcher is throwing pitches right down the middle. There's a called strike right down the middle to CJ Rodriguez. And right now, Fort Wayne is making what we would consider to be mistakes, and they're getting away with them. Analyst at first, 2 outs, lefty to righty, the pitch to CJ. Up and away. 1-1. My question to everybody around the BP cage today was, how are you seeing the baseball? How comfortable are you here? And I heard a lot of answers of guys saying that they are not comfortable in the Fort Wayne shadows. They're not used to it yet. Runner moves. The pitch taken low. Throw down by Ethan Salas. One hops in. Tag in time by Cedeno. Anale is caught trying to steal. Side retired. Nothing is going right. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Fort Wayne leading 1-0.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. these companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Fort Wayne Wizards are bringing up Robertson, Bender, and Dunn, 6-7-8. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, Fort Wayne 1, Lansing nothing. Luis Morales allowed a run on a wild pitch in the first inning. Struck out 2, gave up 1 hit, single. The righty Morales against the right-handed hitting Tyler Robertson, who had himself a ball game yesterday. Wind the pitch. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? He did. Strike 1. Boy, CJ Rodriguez is so subtle in asking for appeals, isn't he?
He's been back there a time or two. He knows what he's doing.
Subtle, subtle. The kick, the 0-1. Robertson went around too far, and this time the home plate umpire makes the call. Tatum Littleton says, yes, you did. 0-2. So yesterday, Fort Wayne scored 7 in the 5th, 5 in the 6th. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? He went. Strike 3. 3 check swings that couldn't be checked. And Robertson is gone. Strikeout number 3 for Morales. And Robertson yesterday in the 7-run inning, he had a 3-run homer. In the 5-run inning, he had a 2-run double. And here, let's see if this strikeout means a 0-run inning is coming. Here now is Colton Bender. Out of Lebanon, Connecticut. Now the first offering called strike 1. He's DHing. He's batting just 159 through 14 games. The kick and the pitch. Foul the way right side. Strike 2. 5 pitches, 5 strikes from Morales. Reaches down. Ran his hand through the bullpen mound. Brushed it off on the right side of his pants. Turns, kicks, throws. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Bounces to the left from Rodriguez. Picks it up, throws down to first. In time. 6 strikes, 2 strikeouts here on the home second.
Uh-oh. We got something here.
Lucas Dunn. Step into that right-hand batter's box, sir. Fort Wayne 1, Lansing nothing in the home second inning. Little Texas Hold'em up in here. Dunn's hitting 118. Righty to righty. Pitch number 7. Way outside. And there's the first pitch out of the zone here in the home second.
Darn it.
Dunn is 9 for 76. Not immaculate. The pitch. Swinging a little pop-up. Foul. Out of play to the right side. 1-1. What has happened to Lucas Dunn? When you look at those offensive numbers, he's been here in Fort Wayne for a while. 8th router in 2021 out of Louisville. That proud Louisville baseball program. Here's the pitch. Dunn takes. Strike 2 called outside corner. Produced Cameron Masterman, among others.
I was about to say, the master would like a word.
This is going to be pitch number 10. The 1-2. Line drive over the third baseman Escoche. It's a base hit in the left field. Dunn is on. The throw comes in from Johnny Butler. It's a 2-out single. And Lucas Dunn has his 10th hit of the year. He is 10 for 77. Adam, I have a quiz for you. We might not have time, though. The Fort Wayne Wizards bring up their number 9 hitter, Nick McCleary, the shortstop. Righty to righty. McCleary takes the fastball for a called strike. 1993 was the first year of the Fort Wayne Wizards. Can you name any of the other Midwest League teams in 1993?
Oh, wow.
And 0-1, runner moves. Pitch called to strike, throw down to second base. Tails right side. An acrobatic try attempted by Kobe Halter. But no, sir. A steal of second for Lucas Dunn. That is Dunn's second steal of the year. And it's the third stolen base already against Morales.
Burlington Bees.
Yes, ding, ding, ding. Can you name one of two teams, actually one of three teams still in the Midwest League with the same exact name? Nick McClary takes the ball high. Count is 1-2.
Cedar Rapids Colonels.
There's one.
Okay.
Same exact name. The name has not changed. We're going to face him next week. 1-2. Down and in, smothered by Rodriguez.
Peoria Chiefs.
Yeah, how about another one from the West Division?
Colonels?
Well, you said Cedar Rapids.
Oh, yeah, I did. Quad Cities, sorry.
Yes, the Quad Cities River Bandits. Also, the Appleton Foxes became the Timber Rattlers of Wisconsin. The Beloit Brewers. There's a high fly down the left side. Third baseman Escorche backing up toward his bullpen. Called off by Anales and the shortstop to catch. That'll do it for the bottom of the second inning. Also in 1993, the Clinton Giants, the Kane County Cougars, the Madison Muskies became the West Michigan Whitecaps, the Rockford Royals, the South Bend White Sox, the Waterloo Diamonds became the Lugnuts, and a team now in AA, the Springfield Cardinals. Our friend Alex Jensen is their voice. Hey, let's go to the third inning. Adam Jackson will have the call. Fort Wayne 1, Lansing nothing.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Hello there from Fort Wayne, Indiana. 1-0, the Tin Caps as the Wizards tonight, leading your Lugnuts. Here comes the bottom third of the card, beginning with C.J. Rodriguez. First pitch home. That's on the outside part of the plate, strike one. C.J. was at the plate in the second when Aribio Anjales was thrown out, trying to steal second base. Pitch home. That's down low, 1-1. Miguel Cienfuegos is still out there. Big lefty, 27-year-old, throws to the 17-year-old Ethan Salas behind the dish. The pitch, that's down low, 2-1. CJ 2-for-6 in this series, double RBI and a walk. He supplied the lone run with his two hits and the RBI in Tuesday's 12-1 loss. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and it's kicked back off the netting, 2-2.
Adam, don't you know that age is just a number?
It sure is, Jesse. Everybody's got one, but it doesn't necessarily have to reflect anything about them besides, you know, the number. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is whacked back out of play. Tell you what, just looking at the environment tonight, this crowd is massive. What a turnout at Parkview Field. If you haven't been here, change that. 2009 was the first year when they became the Tin Caps. The pitch launched out to left center field. This is hit well. Bush Jr. going to his right center. He's got room as he heads into the shade in front of the track. He lost his cap, but he did not lose the ball. One down.
It's another good swing for C.J. Rodriguez, though.
Yeah, he absolutely center cut that pitch. Just didn't quite get it all the way out to the berm, which I was just going to talk about. There's seating in left field that is pretty well filled up in home run porch. And then there's a berm in left center. Then there's a berm in right, and seating in right center. Pitches up and outside to Danny Bautista. 1-0. Wizards leading your Lugnuts in the top of the third. And then you've got the Huntington University Picnic Pavilion down the right field line that's filled up. The lower bowl, upper deck here. The pitch home. That's kicked back, foul. Even the treetops. There's a parking garage out to right field, which is actually the bricking is the face of the video board, but there are bleacher seats up there. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. It's very much like the seats at Wrigley, and there are individuals up there. You park in the parking garage, you walk through the doors, and you head to the bleachers. Pitch, swinging a bouncing ball off the plate, weakly hit to the left of the mound. Handled by Cienfuegos, not handled though, because he can't pick it up, and good speed from Bautista, he's aboard. So one on with one out in this third inning. I am guessing they're going to go infield single there. We'll see, though.
I would not be surprised by error.
We'll see what we get. We are expecting big crowds this weekend. Parkview Field hosted sellouts this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, including Saturday. They had a season-high 8,402 fans. So Saturday's crowd was the largest for a May game in franchise history. It was also the largest crowd at Parkview Field for a non-July 4th game since 2018. So they are coming out this year in Fort Wayne. Here's Jose Escorche. Pitches on the outside corner. Strike one.
They did go single, by the way.
Haha, see? Sometimes I am a wizard when it comes to scoring, Jesse.
You conjured yourself up a great meal, too.
You know how much we love David Lorenz here in Fort Wayne?
Fired up.
The pitch. This is launched high in the air. First base side. Back goes Ortiz. Drifts into foul territory. He's called off by the second baseman, Cedeno, who makes the catch. And there's two outs. Every time we come to Fort Wayne, David Lorenz, who, yes, is a CMU alum, fire up chips, comes in, he goes, what do you guys want? What do you guys want tonight? Jesse says, I'll take mint chocolate chip ice cream. He's brought me the apple crisp dipped in caramel with vanilla ice cream. In other words, dessert goodness.
Adam, I think a pitch clock violation was just called on Johnny Butler.
Yes, it was. Strike one to his name. The pitch home to the lefty. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Yeah. 1-0, Wizards leading in the top of the third. One out, two out.
What a great meal for you.
Well, how's the mint chocolate chip?
Minty.
Marvelous.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Magnificent. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Does majestic work here because it looks that way. Perfectly assembled in that styrofoam cup you've got.
80-degree day. Ice cream kind of day.
Oh, my gosh.
Big fan.
The pitch home. That's bounce foul out of play. What I love about ice cream is when you mix it with the warmth of a brownie or,
yeah,
in this case, apple crisp and the caramel, and you can feel the bowl here is warm. There's ice cream in there. That's going to be good. 1-2 pitch instead is a throw over to first. I got to wait, though, Jesse. I can't do it during play-by-play. I just wouldn't be able to stop.
Well, it's only good manners.
That's right.
I mean, you're following etiquette. I appreciate that.
Shout out David Lorenz, the best, the GOAT, the pitch. That's up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Johnny Butler flied out to left on the first pitch of the game. We got underway at 7:05. Here we are in the top of the third. Throwback Wizards night. They've even included it with the scoreboard. The pitch. This is on the ground, hit to the second baseman. On the fringe, Cedeno shuffles to his left. He's got it, throws to first. And there's the third and final out. We'll describe the jerseys, the scoreboard, all for you when we come back. Bottom three is next. 1-0 Wizards leading the Nuts.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Great atmosphere tonight at Parkview Field. They've been calling this home since 2009. They called themselves the Fort Wayne Wizards from 93 to 2008. They made the change of the name coinciding with the change of the park from Memorial Field to Parkview Field. The first pitch. This is launched foul from the leadoff man, Nerwillian Cedeno. Jesse, we'll be adding Nerwillian Cedeno to top names so far we've had in the Midwest League. The pitch breaks in there. Strike two.
Without a doubt.
It's a classic, and he hit so well yesterday, three hits, that they moved him up to the top of the order. The pitch, that's up high and outside, 1-2. Luis Morales, the young righty and the top pitching prospect in the A's org, is back out there for a third inning of work. Next toss, that bounces in front of the plate, 2-2. Four strikeouts so far, two walks. He has had a couple of steals and a couple of wild pitches, which is what allowed the first run to come in. Wizards in front, 1-0. Down here in Fort Wayne in the bottom of the third. The pitch, swing and a miss. He blew it by him, 98 up and out. Second strikeout of Cedeno, fifth K for Morales. Well, this is Morales' fourth start, and this is looking like his best. It's already the most strikeouts he's had. He had four in his debut against South Bend. Here's Ethan Salas. The pitch, slider comes in. So on throwback night, an ode to 90s night, they've got the Fort Wayne Wizards unis. The pitch, that's bounce foul. And they kind of look like the Chicago White Sox. They've got the pinstripes, and then the writing is in black. Fort Wayne, it's a narrow font, and then Wizards is a little bit more bold underneath in bigger lettering, Fort Wayne above. The pitch, launched down the right field side, foul as it heads to the Huntington University Picnic Pavilion. 1-2 on Salas. It's a really, really nice look. They've got the tin cap logo on the right sleeve, and I think they've got the Wizards logo on the left. The pitch, that's inside. 2-2. So you can understand, you know, whenever you change names, there's always mixed reviews, but there were mixed reviews when they went to the tin caps. The pitch, in there, called strike three. He got him there, 89 with the changeup. Six strikeouts for Morales. And then the cool thing that they've done with the scoreboard, you remember the old dot font? All the dots that make up the letters, like the old video game scores. The pitch, that's low and outside. Homer Bush Jr. takes the slider away. That's what they've done here. So Lugnuts and Wizards, written in kind of that dotted old school font with inning in the bottom of the third as well. Pitch, slider outside, 2-0. You got to commit to the bit. And they have committed to a throwback Thursday as they honor the Fort Wayne Wizards. The pitch on the ground, hard hit through the hole, and it's a base hit. Angeles was trying to move to his left to get there, but he couldn't quite do it. Bush got ahead 2-0, and he gets aboard for a second time. Third hit allowed by Morales.
Adam, I like that we're here, but we were the wrong visiting team to have in town for Fort Wayne Wizards throwback night. They should have done this with the Dayton Dragons, because the broadcaster for Dayton, Tom Nichols, was the voice of the Fort Wayne Wizards.
That's right.
They were showing highlights up there on the big video screen, and it was Tom's voice.
Little throw over to first base, just aloft and in safely is Bush Jr. What, he's been in Dayton for 20-ish years now?
Since 2008.
So coming up on 20 years. The pitch, that's in there, fastball, strike one. A few years away from 20, and he was in Fort Wayne before that. He's picked a couple of good spots.
Pretty wild. He was in Fort Wayne. The first voice of the Lugnuts was the man who Tom replaced in Dayton.
The 0-1, fastball wide, 96 on the gun.
Mike Maz, sitting right next door to us, calling the Tin Caps games on the radio. He was a fan sitting here in the castle at the old ballpark, recording games on a tape cassette player.
1-1, breaking balls down low. Rodriguez keeps it in front, walks it up the line, and makes sure Bush Jr. gets back to first. 1-0 our score here. Wizards leading the Lugnuts. Two outs, runner at first in the bottom of the third. He's still got the article on his window. He's had it every time we've come in town of when he got the job here for Fort Wayne. The pitch, whacked out, up in the air to right. Back going is Buelbas. He has room, still tracking in front of the track. One step back, one more, and he makes the catch. And that'll do it. So the single is stranded from Bush, and we are through three on throwback night. An 0 to the Fort Wayne Wizards. They lead your Lugnuts 1-0.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
One and nothing, the Lugnuts trail as we bring you back to Parkview Field, a packed Parkview Field. Great crowd tonight in downtown Fort Wayne on this Thursday, May 23rd, 2024, coming up on 8 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. Back to 7:05 starts for the next couple of nights, and then 6:35, a Sunday night game to send us back home before Memorial Day. Here's Henry Bolte to lead off the fourth. Miguel Linfeguos throws inside. Ball one. Cienfuegos wears number 10. Comes home. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. The man that is out of Montreal, 27 years old. A couple of fastballs, a four-seam and a two-seam. Changeup and a slider. Lefty-righty matchup. Bolte ahead 2-0. The pitch. Right down the chute, but a little bit low. Bolte, we told you, the Midwest League Player of the Week last week. He went 10 for 22, four doubles, a triple, two homers, six walks, nine runs, seven driven in. The pitch. That's down low, ball four. First walk tonight for the Nuts. And it's Henry Bolte that gets aboard. Great speed for Bolte. You know, Jesse, we're talking with Bolte today. We checked in about Hank the Tank. He initially said, yeah, I like Hank the Tank. Well, I called him Hank the Tank today, and he said, how about just Hank? You know, because I'm quick, and I don't want to be a tank. I can't be fast if I'm a tank. Here's Brian Buelbas. A pitch, he bunts it up the first base side. It's currently fair. It's picked up in fair territory, and there's no play for Ortiz, the first baseman. He double-clutched, turned around, and knew he couldn't throw to second. There was nobody on first. It's a bunt single for Buelbas, and they're at first and second to open up the fourth. So there's that Bolte speed. He got to second quickly, and there was no option for Ortiz. And he didn't let it roll. I thought maybe he would try and let that thing carry and potentially get over the grass and into foul territory. Here comes Angeles from the right side. The pitch home. Breaking ball is up and outside. Ball one. Best chance for the Nuts to get back even in this game. No surprise, it is the second time through the order. 1-0 Wizards, top four, down here in Fort Wayne. Angeles, quiet in this series, but had a hit in his first at-bat. 1-for-6. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good off-speed stuff at 86. A breaking ball, and Angeles was hacking at it. Bolte at second on four pitches. A bunt single for Buelbas. And now a lefty-righty matchup. Cienfuegos throws. Lifted back and out of play into the seats. So not only do you have base runners, but you have got two speedy base runners. Is there a double steal potentially in the back pocket here? 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, whacked out to right field, dropping, and it's down for a base hit. Buelbas has got a sprint to second. He does so, gets in. The Lugnuts have him loaded up in the fourth. And Colby Holzer will bat with nobody out.
It's a good ease into the inning. Quality at bat, Bolte. Outstanding bunt, Buelbas. And now the hard contact by Angeles.
And it's the same breaking ball, Jesse, that he flailed at and missed. He got the breaking ball, timed it up, and took it the other way. And now Colby Holzer looks for his first hit in the series. He's 0-for-9. Lefty-lefty the pitch. That comes in, and it hits him, and he is headed to first as he bends over. Holzer is gingerly walking to first, and he walks in a run. 1-1 our score as Bolte comes aboard. A stinger, but it's an RBI.
First batter hit all year by Cienfuegos.
And this is more so of what we saw from Lansing in that series against the Captains, where they got base runners aplenty before outs were had. And a 6-run inning and a 9-run inning. 1-1, bases full. The pitch. Cameron Masterman takes a fastball inside corner. Strike one. Top four, second time through the order. The Nuts have gone walk, bunt single, single, HBP. They're still loaded. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. 0-2, good breaking ball. Buelbas at third. Angeles at second. Holzer at first. Colby didn't get checked out by the athletic or trainer at all. Noah Huff just got hit with that pitch moments ago. 0-2 pitch here. Down, maybe a touch inside. Close take for Masterman. He was a bright spot yesterday for the Nuts. And an RBI single in the fifth and a double and a run scored in that lengthy four-run ninth inning. Lansing eventually fell 12-5. Their rally falling short. The pitch. Swing and it's kicked back off the netting. One ball, two strikes.
He told me he's found his 21st new batting stance of the year.
And oh, that's
me,
all?
He said, this one, it's just simplifying everything. Just make everything nice and easy for him to get right to the ball.
1-2 pitch. Swing, and that's tap foul. Jesse, 21, that's half the games.
Think about where we've seen him hold the bat.
42 games.
Well, so imagine what he can get up to by the end of the year. No, he's a guy who tinkers. And just trying to figure out where should his hands be? What should the separation be? He's just trying to make everything easier for his own body.
The pitch. This is on the ground through the right side. It's a base hit. In the score comes Buelbas. Rounding is Angeles. Here comes the throw. The tag is in. It's in time. It was close, but they get the first out at home plate. Angeles has got a big smile on his face. He didn't like the call. Lansing leads 2-1, but a big-time throw from Dunn to get that out at the plate.
Let's begin with Masterman. Puts the bat on the ball. Doesn't strike out. Brings in a run. The tag is high. Anales' foot is already in as the tag touches him in the side, so I agree with Ruby.
That's what I thought, too. His left leg slid in, and the tag came. It looked like more on the hip or on the midsection. And Lansing might have just gotten a bad call here, but they do get a second run. There are runners still at the corners, and here's C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch. Swing and a miss with that silver sword for C.J. Rodriguez, who's arguably, had the best swings consistently in this series. Hard fly out to center in his first at-bat. 2-1 Nuts, a lead for a second straight night. The pitch. Inside, 1-1.
Do you know which college nickname is the Silver Swords?
No.
Chaminade.
Okay.
Out in Hawaii, yeah. But back to Cameron Masterman. I think that was a huge part of him changing things. Trying to make contact. We've seen CJ making more and more contact.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good looking breaking ball there. So Rodriguez will have to protect. Halter, the HBP, has moved to third. Angeles thrown out by Dunn. Still only one out. Cameron Masterman at first. 2-1 Nuts. Top four. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Make it two outs. That was low and in on the hands of Rodriguez. First strikeout tonight for Cienfuegos. What a time to get it.
Yeah, if you're CJ, you're looking at Colby Halter standing at third, ground ball, fly ball deep enough. You can bring him in, but he chased. He expanded on the off-speed down.
Okay, so here comes Danny Bautista Jr. The Lugnuts had not been expanding this entire half inning. A two-out hit here. Give yourself a little cushion. Two runs already in. The pitch home. That's through the hole on the right side, and in comes Halter. RBI single, Bautista. 3-1 Nuts. Just taking it the other way. A simple swing from Danny Bautista Jr.
At his best, he puts the ball into play, and he finds holes. And then he gets his hits in bunches.
Now an eighth batter is coming to the plate. We saw him take it the opposite way so many times. Last year, though, it was typically a weak pop to the right field side. Now he's getting that solid contact through the hole. The pitch. That's on the outer edge, strike one. Derek Salome's best friend at the plate, Jose Escorche. If you listen to Jesse's interview with Derek Salome in the pregame, he loves this man. Pitch home. Lifted, first base side, foul territory, and that heads up into the seats. No balls, two strikes. 3-1 Lugnuts after the Wizards scored one in the first thanks to a base hit and then a couple of wild pitches. Lansing has struck for three in the fourth after they had a four-run ninth last night. Maybe the offense starting to come around here. The pitch home. Escorche takes the breaking ball outside. Lansing trying to snap a seven-game winning streak for the Tin Caps. It's the first time their franchise has won seven straight since 2015. Almost a decade. Cienfuegos throws. Breaking ball is popped up shallow right. Catchable for Dunn as he comes in jogging reaches above his head, and he makes the catch. And that'll do it. But a big half inning for the Nuts. They get four hits, a walk, and HBP, and score three. 3-1 Lansing. Trivia time in the bottom of the fourth, coming up next.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
Well, Lugnuts baseball is going well. A three-run top of the fourth has Lansing in front 3-1 as they look to end a three-game slide, equaling their largest slide of the year. They had three losses against Great Lakes, a series into the season. That came off a doubleheader Saturday and a series finale Sunday. The first pitch home from Morales. Fastball, bottom of the zone, strike one to the righty, Devin Ortiz. 5-6-7, Tyler Robertson, Colton Bender coming up in the fourth. The pitch home. Lifted out to shallow right field. Halter overdives, and it just gets down on the grass. A great sprawling effort. He laid out for it, but he was pulled more towards the bag at second, and it dunks down for a little bloop shot. Hey, Tyler Robertson coming to the plate. He's got that bright gold ankle guard on his front left foot. Padres affiliate, you can tell right there with his, really covers almost his entire lower leg. With the three-run shot last night. The pitch home. That's way inside. Almost got that front leg. 3-1, Nuts in front. We're in the bottom of the fourth. A man out of Montgomery, Alabama, Tyler Robertson. Jesse spent some time down there.
I need to teach you how to pronounce it correctly.
The pitch, swing and a miss. All right, so I said Montgomery.
Okay, so don't hit the T hard and say the first syllable like a U sound. Montgomery.
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 Yeah, that's totally Southern. You know, I'm an enunciator, Jesse.
Yeah.
You know sometimes that not good.
Well, Montgomery is also the home of the great Shakespeare Festival.
Sure. So
you would fit right in with your articulation.
1-1 pitch. That's up high. Here's what I want to know, because yeah. I am, you know me, a hot take guy that's going to give you my opinion on what I do like and what I don't.
Hot food.
Biscuits over rolls. 10 times out of 10. It's not close, folks.
They'd like you in Montgomery.
The pitch. Slider is outside. So that brings me to you, Jesse.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the biscuits down there?
Delicious. And then they had a question. Do you like your biscuits in gravy? Do you like them with syrup? How do you like your biscuits?
3-1. That's popped back. Out of play. 3-2. Just give me some butter. That's all I need.
Yeah. Okay, so we got some butter with your biscuits.
Butter my biscuits, man.
If you look at the Montgomery Biscuits logo, it's Monty the Biscuit with a butter tongue.
Oh, his name's Monty, see?
It's Monty the
Biscuit. Oh, so you can pronounce the T in that. The pitch. This is on the ground. Oh, it's caught by Morales, and he throws to first. Bautista drops the ball, but he slides, gets his glove on the bag, and he tags it just before Ortiz got there. It's a double play. Morales just stuck out his arm on a weak liner back to him. It looked like it hit the ground. He caught it, and then he lobbed it over to Bautista, who didn't have his shades on. He couldn't see it, knocked it down, recovered it in foul territory, and slid to the bag for a 1-3 double play.
Kobe was just giving Bautista Jr. grief.
Swing and a miss, strike one from Colton Bender.
Holter was saying, why aren't you wearing your shades? And I think Danny was saying that there was a good reason why he wasn't wearing his shades, why they're on top of his cap.
The pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Fastball 97.
I mean, sheesh. Danny will never have an easier throw, and thank goodness for him that it was okay that he dropped it.
Well, hang on. What's the good reason? The sun's out, my guy.
He's got to have a good reason. He just gestured. He put his sunglasses in front of his eyes and then put them right back on top of his cap.
The 0-2. Up high and outside. You know his reason is, hey, Colby, Luis Morales is just striking everybody out. They're not putting anything in play. Six strikeouts for Morales. He has allowed four base hits. Lansing leads 3-1. The pitch on the outside corner. Called strike three. A career-high seven strikeouts here with the Lugnuts for Luis Morales. We're through four. 3-1. Nuts leading. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play right after this.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Musical chairs on the first base side was just won by a kiddo wearing a Wizard's pointy hat, out dueling Wayne the Wizard, clutching the small of his back, and Dinger the Dragon. Wayne the Wizard is up there in years. As we open up the fifth inning, Lugnuts leading Fort Wayne 3-1. Johnny Butler leads off. Lefty, lefty, Miguel Cienfuegos starts things off with a called strike on the inside corner. Butler's 0 for 2 today. He's fly to left. He's grounded to second. Here's the pitch. Butler takes. Strike two called. Inside corner. Butler was the only Lugnut who did not bat in the fourth inning. Eight batters, three runs, two left. RBIs for Halter, Masterman, and Bautista Jr. Kobe Halter hit by a pitch. The other two RBI singles. The kick, the 0-2. Breaking ball lifted to left. Tyler Robertson comes in. Farther in to make the catch from shade to sunlight. One away. Today is Big Lug's birthday. It is May 23rd, 1995, that Big Lug was first introduced to Lansing, Michigan. A year before the Lugnuts officially arrived, moving in from Springfield, Illinois. The pitch to Henry Bolte. Down low, ball one. 3-1 Lugnuts leading, top of the fifth, one out. Big Lug, how about this? 29 years old. Don't you feel old? Born 1995, May the 23rd. Here's the pitch. Bolte swings, pops it foul, out of play right side. Ball and a strike. Bolte is 0 for 1 with a comebacker, a walk and a run scored.
Well, did you do anything fun to celebrate his birthday this
past
week?
I'm wondering. We're on the road. Big Lug is there in Lansing, painting the town purple. The deal. Balti fouls this pitch out of play.
Did he do any midlife crisis torp of events the last week, Jesse? Anything come to mind?
I think that's a very good question. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Balti strikes out. Cienfuegos with a changeup. Second strikeout for Cienfuegos. If you actually go to the Lansing State Journal, Brian Calloway, the great writer, back in June of 2020, wrote a whole piece on the origin of Big Lug. And by that I mean Tom Dixon and Sherry Myers, how they created the mascot. Here's the pitch to Brian Wilbos. Outside corner, strike call. That it started with a trip to Disney World for Tom Dixon. And he said, all right, this is what I'm looking for. Then he contacted Custom Characters Incorporated. Wilbos takes a ball down and in. And so they worked with Custom Characters to try to figure out what the design for Big Lug would be. 2 outs, nobody on. 3-1, Lansing in the fifth. The pitch to Wilbos. A ground ball down to third base. Bashir's Fields throws to first, and Wilbos is retired. Bending down in the bag, Devin Ortiz. Side up, side down, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Happy 29th birthday, Big Lug. The purple river dragon with the Lug Nuts in its nostrils. The Lug Nuts are leading 3-1. Wouldn't that be a fine birthday present? Halfway to the house.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lugnuts 3, Fort Wayne Wizards 1. Bottom of the fifth inning, Fort Wayne against the right-hander Luis Morales, who has struck out 7 batters so far through 4 innings, allowing 4 hits, 1 run, and no walks. Morales so far, 62 pitches, 41 strikes. Righty, righty, we begin with Dunn. Lucas Dunn takes the breaking ball, breaking inside ball 1. Are we done?
No, I think he's got a strikeout or 2 more.
1-0, a ground ball sent towards short. Anales Fields throws the first, and Batista Jr. handles at number 1. Dunn is done.
Yeah, Dunn's done. Dun, dun, dun.
And in the nick of time, here's Nick McCleary. And you love that efficient out as well from Morales. Luis Morales' longest outing all of last year was 4 innings. Morales to McCleary, swing and a miss, strike 1. His longest outing of this year, 4 1/3. Back on April the 30th against South Bend. So we are about to get into uncharted territory for him here in professional baseball.
Well, who's going to win the M&M matchup?
Morales versus McCleary, 1 out, nobody on. And a fastball inside at 97 miles an hour.
You got a favorite M&M type, Jesse?
I mean, I prefer rap. Here's the pitch. That's outside.
Everybody in the 313, put your hands up if you follow me. What about the candy?
Fudge brownie.
No, so not 50 cent?
Here's the 2-1. That's a little low. 50. Yeah, I think peanut butter's okay, although I prefer Reese's Pieces for that. Morales is 3-1. McLary takes low. There's the first walk from Morales. One up base runner to the top of the order, Nerwillian Cedeno. The mint one was pretty good.
I've not had those.
So anytime that M&M's comes out with a specialty flavor, I give it a try.
I like it. The peanut butters are my favorite.
Not the peanuts or the peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Okay. Nerwillian Cedeno sends the first pitch foul, left side, out of play, strike one. One on one out for Fort Wayne. Down 3-1 in the last of the fifth inning.
I wouldn't misspeak.
How dare I? How dare I? Cedeno struck out both times against Morales. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch on its way. Down low. A fake by the catcher Rodriguez, just bluffing the runner McLary back to first base.
You know, we were talking about shutdown half innings last week. I know he already had a shutdown half inning in the bottom of the fourth, but again, it just, you know, trying to get to the end of your outing potentially here in the fifth, can't afford to give any up here.
Finish strong, right? The pitch to Cedeno is lifted down the left side, slicing. Into the bullpen, foul. The third baseman Escorche was the closest one to it. A ball and two strikes on Cedeno. He's set up for another strikeout. By the way, this is a career strikeouts high as a professional for Luis Morales. Last year, June the 20th, he fanned six. He has seven right now. And he fires the 1-2 to Cedeno. Swinging a foul tip through the catcher, Rodriguez.
Dinger the Dragons up here, sweet level, causing issues. He's got some inflatable beach balls ready to, I'm guessing, throw those down to the lower deck and between.
Cedeno chops it off the glove of the hopping first baseman Batista Jr. The shovel to Morales covering at first for the out. Batista Jr. tapped it to himself, brought him away from the bag. Luis covered, and Danny fed him. Two gone, McLary up to second.
Yeah, I'm going to star that one, Jesse. Batista Jr. running the option right there. Knocked it down, and then a perfect shovel with Morales on the run. Well done to get that second out.
Little bit of the pitch. Pitch in football is different than the pitch in baseball. Here's the pitch to Ethan Salas, batting left. Hammered down the right field line and fell. Let me tell you what I've learned about Ethan Salas. The guy's bat is quick. Every single plate appearance, he has been ready for the Morales fastball. And sometimes a little bit too ready. Meanwhile, Dinger the Dragon is messing with all the fans up here. I feel like Dinger has some years on him. He has white eyebrows just like Wayne the Wizard does. 0-1, buried and blocked by Rodriguez. He also carries a big white blow-up ball. I would call that Dinger's coloring is a dark teal. He is not green. He's more of a blue-green.
I love this thing.
He is wearing a pointed wizard's cap with a big white star at the front and stars and crescent moons all around. The pitch is dribbled foul at home plate by Salas, strike two. Meanwhile, Wayne the Wizard is a ways away in his blue and white wizarding garb, the robe, and every fan is giving him heart palpitations.
Some old costumes that those two are wearing.
They have brought them out of mothballs.
I wonder where they kept those things.
In the bowels of the ballpark. Morales is 1-2. Salas takes high.
It's really amazing those two have lived this long, you know?
Well, dragons have a very long lifespan. When you're a wizard, you have ways of extending your life.
Sure.
They got resurrected for today. Morales just missed off the outside corner. 2-2. Tried to backdoor the breaking ball. That was how he struck out Salas' last time. Luis is looking for strikeout number 8. McLary at second, 3-1 Fort Wayne trails. Two outs in the home fifth. Morales' pitch. Salas swings and misses. Changeup strikes him out, and the inning is over. 8 strikeouts for Luis Morales. The only run that he allowed came all the way back in the first. He scattered 4 singles. He walked only 1, and he walks off the mound next to C.J. Rodriguez. Let's go to the 6th inning. It's Lansing with the magic today, up 3-1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Let's go to the top of the 6th inning. Let's meet up 10 a.m. tomorrow for breakfast. How does that sound? Beautiful. We've got everything arranged. Mike Maz, the voice of the Fort Wayne Wizards, with his beautiful polo checking in. Mike, let's start up the 6th inning here, shall we? And the first offering is laced into right field. It's a base hit. Hey, thanks for dropping by. It's a single for A. Rebiel Anales, the former Fort Wayner, to get the 6th inning going, with the Lugnuts leading the Wizards 3-1. Welcome to the 6th inning, Miguel Cienfuegos. Anales is 3-for-3 today. Last year, he went 2-for-17 in the season series against Fort Wayne. Surprise, surprise. Offense ignited. Anales at first. Here's Colby Halter. He takes the breaking ball, called a strike on the outside corner. The Lugnuts lost the opener 12-1. They lost yesterday 12-5. They scored 4 in the 9th. Get the feeling things are turning. Luis Morales brilliant today. Lefty-lefty, Cienfuegos deals. Halter checks wing. Did he go? Ah, home plate umpire Littleton says yes. Strike 2. All right, Adam. I'm glad to get that all squared away. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, shoot, look, man.
We're going to do some breakfast with Mike Maz.
I'm looking forward to it. Sarah's? What is it?
Sarah's. We did Cindy's earlier in the week. The pitch. Halter lays off. Ball 1 down, low and away. Let's do some 6th inning slang, shall we?
Hey, what do you say we double down and we ask trivia in this half inning, too?
Yeah, okay. That works.
Blew right through that one in the fourth.
Cienfuegos offers. Halter flies it foul. Left side, out of play. 1-2, it stays. Your quick 6th inning slang, just to set it all up, is the collar. What does it mean for a baseball player to wear the collar? Now, if you're a police officer, you get the collar. Good thing. Is it good for a baseball player? Answer coming in the home half. Pitcher's pitch. 1-2. Cienfuegos to the plate. Off the outside corner. Ball 2. Adam, your show.
All right. Fort Wayne got this nickname after a major flood hit the city in 1892.
Was it Floodsville, USA?
That's close, Jesse, but no.
Halter swings, breaks his bat, looping at right field. Dunn comes in, and he did not get it. It's short hopped into Dunn. It's a base hit for Halter, and Anales up to second. It's Colby's first hit of the game. They are nickel and diming Miguel Cienfuegos. That is the 8th hit allowed by the Southpaw from Montreal. They are all singles.
Home run coming. Your call better be onions.
Here's Cameron Masterman. Did you feel a draft? No, you felt a raft. The pitch to Masterman. Fly ball right field. Back goes Lucas Dunn. Back he goes. That ball is off the wall and still in play. Onale speeds around third base. He's heading for the plate. Relay throw is late. He scores standing. It bounces away from the catcher, Salas. Here comes Halter to score. To third base goes Masterman. How about those onions? 5-1, Lugnuts.
Let's go. Masterman, opposite field. He delivered him in a big way. And great heads up by Halter. Seeing the ball get away, read it down the line, and Lansing has opened this thing up.
I really do think that Cameron Masterman's tinkering with his offensive mechanics, that he might have found something.
He gave that baseball a little kiss.
Here comes C.J. Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez Jr., 0 for 2 today. Infield in. He takes a fastball for a called strike. Well, well, well. Ball two outside. Looks like the shoe's on the other foot. Lefty to righty. Rodriguez bounces foul at home. Adam, you'll never guess what was just delivered.
Oh, my goodness.
We have been singing your praises.
David.
And there are more praises to be sung.
I'm going to be in the bathroom all night, man. I love you.
David Lorenz,
thank
making
you.
Sure we are well fed.
Look, he's got the CMU chips lanyard on, too. I love this guy.
Here's the pitch to Rodriguez. He takes it, bouncing in, blocked up the first base side by Salas. We have funnel cake now. We have a beautiful, steaming hot, smelling delicious funnel cake.
Yeah, second thought, I'm going to skip breakfast tomorrow, Jesse.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Got it. Sanfuegos throws. A bouncer foul at home. When I would go to the ballpark as a kid, Adam, I would go to see minor league Bowie Bay Sox games, and I would always get two things. I would not get a soft pretzel. I would get lemonade, and I would get funnel cake. Funnel cake was my baseball treat. That's the 2-2. A ground ball down toward third, short hop pick. Beshears holds the runner and throws to first for the out.
I mean, they're just so darn good. Now, here's the thing. They really outdo themselves with the powdered sugar on the top.
There's so much powdered sugar. You might want to dust it for fingerprints.
Yeah. Checking in.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's snow-capped.
It really is. It's like the Rockies in here.
Here's Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. It takes at the knees. Strike call. By the way, fielding error, E2... Ethan Salas to allow Halter to score and Masterman to go to third base. Cam stands there, one out, 5-1 Lansing. Here's the pitch. That's blooped off the hands, right side foul ground. The first baseman Ortiz with the catch. And Bautista Jr. comes up empty. So after two singles and a double, runner at third and nobody out. Miguel Cienfuegos gets the next two batters and now the manager Mike Daly comes out to get him. Adam, did you want to give a trivia question at any point?
Yeah, I gave it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm gonna
I got distracted.
Again. Oh.
I got very distracted by the funnel cake and the rally.
Yeah, the trivia question, which we're going to answer in the seventh. Fort Wayne got this nickname
yes,
after a major
the
flood.
The flood.
Hit the city in 1892.
My memory was flooded. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS. At LansingLugnuts.com.
Well, I'm telling you what, with your memory, I haven't the foggiest how that happened. Ha-ha! Got him.
The old stadium, Memorial Stadium, the former home of the Fort Wayne Wizards. Do you know that it was around for 16 seasons? And this is season number 15, 16 years of Parkview Field. And I can tell you, they are not in any hurry to replace this place.
Well, they did a great job with it, Jesse. The design, and you know how it is in these cities now. It's not just the park. It's the surrounding area, the apartments, the restaurants, the bars. I mean, Fort Wayne is the ideal minor league city. They have done an exceptional job modernizing this city and building up around this great ballpark.
I would argue that Lansing has served as a gigantic inspiration to Fort Wayne, because it was Lansing first in 1996 that was built directly downtown and revitalized the area with the stadium district.
And Lansing's now catching up with the rest of the city, modernizing it.
Yes, yes. And then, if we look out to left field, you have the Harrison Building with the apartments and the multi-use complex over left field. Well, where did they get that idea from? Lansing did it first with the outfield lofts. So there's a lot here at Parkview Field that they took notes from Lansing. They brought it here, and it works perfectly in the heart of downtown.
You talking, this is the big brother, big sister program?
I'm saying it's good to learn from one another.
Yeah.
Like, learn from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I'm just learning from Adam Jackson.
Nah.
Mitchell Miller, the 6'6 lefty out of Loganville, Georgia. A free agent this year from West Texas A&M deals. And he missed outside. Ball one to Jose Escorche. Five-1 Lugnuts batting in the sixth. Runner at third, two outs. Lefty to righty. All the way to the backstop, but the good ricochet for Fort Wayne. Cameron Masterman cannot budge from third base. There are very few ballparks in the Midwest League that give you a really good bounce. And Jonathan Mitchell Miller just got one. Originally, Mitchell Miller was a 31st rounder of the LA Dodgers back in 2018. Turned down the Dodgers, went to college. Foul away off the right side. Then he was signed by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Signed as a free agent in December of 2021. And so he was with the Pirates in 2022 and 2023. This is his first year in the Padres system. He fires the 2-1. The breaking ball hammered to left center field by Escorche. Bush Jr. floating back to make the catch deep in the alleyway. Side retired. Lansing scores two runs on three hits and an error. Masterman is left at third. Onward to the bottom of the sixth inning. How about these Lugnuts leading 5-1 in Fort Wayne?
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Luis Carrasco has come on for the Lansing Lugnuts, replacing Luis Morales. Luis for Luis. 5-1 Lansing to the bottom of the sixth inning. Carrasco fires to Homer Bush Jr. Broken bat ground ball hit toward short. Anales has to hustle. Throw to first in time. One gone. Hey, one pitch, one out for Carrasco. After Luis Morales went five strong innings, he allowed one first inning run. He gave up four hits, all of them singles. He struck out eight batters and he walked one. He is in line for his first professional win. Here's Jay Beshears. The pitch, a fastball for a called strike. That is significant. Devin Ortiz on deck, Beshears the cleanup hitter. At 0-1, down and away. Your sixth inning's length today was the collar. What does it mean for somebody to wear the collar? Out of many ideas. Carrasco offers a chopper pulled left side. It's the third baseman Escorche with a difficult hop at the end. Still, the glove and then the throw to first in time for out number two.
Is it someone that has to be held close to the manager so they don't go after the umpire? You got to collar them back?
I like that idea. The invisible fence.
That's right.
Keep that guy on a leash.
Or just tug on the collar, make sure they don't get away from you.
That is incorrect, and that is brilliant. Devin Ortiz now for the Fort Wayne Wizards. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch fouled up and away down the right side. Batista Jr. gives a look. Out of play. Strike one. 5-1 lug nuts.
Oh, well, I'll get it next time.
No, that's great. I'll give you a hint. Jay Beshears is currently wearing the collar for Fort Wayne. So is Norwillian Cedeno. So is Colton Bender and Tyler Robertson. It's a guy who's going 0-for. Devin Ortiz is 1-for-2 with a single. Carrasco fires. That two is fouled away.
Well, you don't want to wear the collar then.
Don't wear the collar. Let that be the mantra. Five runs, nine hits, no errors for the Nuts. One run, four hits, one error for the Fort Wayne Wizards. Carrasco looks for the perfect initial inning. 0-2 pitch off the Hezzy. Fastball high. Big Luis Carrasco out of Carora, Venezuela, 22 years of age. Appearance number 9 this year. He's been reliable. He deals. Fastball high again. I mean, Carrasco with a 3.54 ERA. Got hit around early, though. In 28 innings, 18 hits, 14 runs, 11 earned, 15 walks, 21 strikeouts. League batting just 180 against him. Carrasco's 2-2. Breaking ball down and away. You look at his outings and you say, hey, this continues to be good each and every time out. Last time out against Lake County, 4 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs. Before that, 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs against Great Lakes. Fires the payoff. Fouled off the hands into the screen.
Well, you know, I love when the opponent's seeing double. Double Luis.
Double your pleasure. Double your fun. That's the statement that the Lugnuts are making. A payoff. Strike three called. Ortiz is gone, and Carrasco gets the scoreless perfect frame. Let's go to the seventh. We'll eat some more funnel cake. The Lugnuts are up 5-1 in Fort Wayne over the Wizards. Adam Jackson back with a call.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Outs down, 9 to go for your Lansing Lugnuts, trying to pick up their first win in Fort Wayne in 2024. Lansing going to try and add to their lead, though, first as we come to the top of the seventh. 5-1 Nuts leading the Fort Wayne Wizards tonight. An absolute jam-packed evening with Tin Cap fans and baseball fans. The berms are full. The bleachers are full. The outfield in general is full. And there are fans everywhere tonight. Mitchell Miller throws home. First pitch down low to the top of the order. Johnny Butler, Henry Bolte, Brian Buelbas to follow.
There's a full bachelorette party out there on the berm.
How about that? Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch home. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. I tell you what, taking a Tin Caps game and then hit the town in Fort Wayne, that's a pretty good start potentially to your bachelor's weekend or bachelorette weekend. They've got the Fort Wayne Wind Caps logo. The pitch, breaking ball is in there, strike one. That was being shown on the TV broadcast. Seven W's for their seven wins, but that is in serious jeopardy tonight. Down 5-1. 2-1. Breaking ball floats away. Three balls and a strike. Johnny Butler is trying to avoid Jesse wearing the collar. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Fly out, ground out, fly out. Miller comes home. And he's reached. Ball four. It's down low. So Butler is aboard.
The overwhelming reaction that I've heard from everyone in Fort Wayne about this winning streak has been they can't believe it. They are pinching themselves. They thought that this team was rotten.
Well, their offense has woken up, and they have started to score runs with runners in scoring position. Henry Bolte steps up. First pitch, rocketed foul. That was the big difference. They've noted it. The Tin Caps, during the seven-game winning streak, have left just 34 runners on base, which is second fewest among the 120 teams in the minors. How about that? Pitch home. Way inside, that kicks behind Salas. Up to second goes Butler. Wild pitch. And Bolte now with a 1-1 count. 5-1 Nuts. We're in the top of the seventh on a pleasant evening down here in Fort Wayne. We've got a gorgeous week. All 80s here in late May. 84 degrees at first pitch. Cooling to around 72, 73 degrees. We sit at 79 degrees. This is what's good. When you go to Planet Fitness, you catch the game day forecast on the TVs. Here's the pitch home. That's in there. Strike two.
Adam Jax's lessons to live by.
They gave me first pitch temperature, seventh inning stretch temperature, and last pitch temperature.
That's great.
They had us covered. Appreciate you, Fort Wayne. 1-2 pitch. There's a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Bashirs charges, bobbles, and he's got no throw. Up to third goes Butler. Bolte is safe at first. It was going to be an extremely tough play anyway to first, but a decision to make for the score. What do you think here, Jesse? It's tough because there was no throw attempted. There was a bobble.
They engaged in the full huddle in the booth next to us. It was a real meeting of the minds as they weighed all the potential options.
They're going to go base hit. And you know, Jesse, if I was going to lean one way, I think I would go base hit as well. No bias there. Bolte's just got great speed. Pitch home. Wellboss takes it on the inside corner. Strike one. So here we go again in the seventh after they did this in the sixth and the fourth, where the first few batters reached without an out. First and third, nobody out. Lefty-righty matchup. Miller throws. That's down low.
I think this offense is getting its sea legs.
Yeah, I think so. They're up 5-1 right now, top seven.
What they've been missing has been the home run ball. This team has so much power.
The pitch, there goes Bolte to second. Swing and a foul. And Bolte will head back to first base. Salas got the raw end of that deal as home plate umpire Tatum Littleton will take his time, deliver the baseball himself to Mitchell Miller. Bolte back to first. Butler still at third. You know, Jesse, speaking of Planet Fitness,
yeah,
I got to get something off my chest.
Is it a kettlebell?
Thank goodness it's not. I don't think that would feel very good. It wasn't a barbell. Throw to first, and they got Bolte. He's sprinting to second. The throw down to second. It's in time. The tag from McCleary. So Bolte a little bit over-eager. 1-3-6 put out, and there's the opening out of the seventh. So that's not what you want. Still a runner at third, though, with one out, and Welbaugh's at the plate.
What do you need to get off your chest?
So today was a cardio day at Planet Fitness.
Right.
The treadmills are in the back row.
Right.
I was on one treadmill. There's a row of 20 treadmills.
Someone.
Yeah.
Got on the treadmill right next to you.
The pitch, walloped down the left field line.
They didn't.
An older gentleman decided that he needed to come right to my right hip and get on the treadmill right next to me.
This guy, he knows what's up.
Can we have any sort of self-awareness in the situation?
Not a bit. You got crowded.
Way too crowded. What are we doing? 1-2. Breaking ball is tapped foul.
He saw you and he thought, I need to box out this guy.
You know, I'm in the middle of sweating and I'm trying to get some of these eventual elephant ear carbs off my system.
Yeah, it's a bad look for my guy.
And this guy comes right next to me. The audacity. I couldn't believe it. The 1-2 pitch. Down low. So do you think I said something?
No, I don't think you did.
Oh. No, I didn't.
Hey, how do you feel getting this off your chest now?
I feel good. I wanted to let you know. I was going to tell you earlier. And
now, you realize that you could have moved the second he got onto the one next to you.
Well, 2-2 pitch. That's inside. 3-2. That's what I was saying. I was getting ready to. But again, I'm already full sweat. I'm 15 minutes into my workout on my treadmill when there's 20 treadmills. And I was on mine. Clearly positioned there, and he came right next to me. He stepped in my territory. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball is whacked. That's over the back, and it's fair, and it's heading into left field. Down the line it goes. In to score comes Butler. Off to second. Puelbas is headed for third. The ball is not to be found. Finally, it's thrown in by Robertson. RBI triple from Brian Puelbas. 6-1.
It was not hit all that hard, but Tyler Robertson took a terrible route at him. He thought that he could cut it off near the Lugnuts pen, and then the ball hopped right by him, and there was still a long distance to travel before the ball got all the way to the corner, and you know Brobos's speed.
Well, and we lose visibility down that line because it steps up down there with the field boxes, so we have no sight of what the ball is doing or where Robertson is, but all of a sudden the ball got hurled in just after Buelbas had got to third. It's a 6-1 Lugnut lead. They're out hitting Fort Wayne 11-4, and Buelbas now 2-for-4. There was no crowding him on the bases. He came rip-roaring around. And now Arribio Angeles up to the plate. He's 3-for-3.
The leader in triples in Major League Baseball. The Detroit Tigers have 16 triples, okay? The Lugnuts have more than that. The Lugnuts now have 20.
The pitch, Angeles takes the fastball outside, an even 20. How about that?
There's only one team that has more triples in all the minor leagues than us. That's the Albuquerque Isotopes, who have 23.
Darn those Isotopes. The pitch. This is one hopped, and it's caught, knocked down, though, by Miller, and it comes to second base. Cedeno throws to first, little low, but the out is there. The run comes in to score. Welbas makes it 7-1. Angeles smoked that baseball, and if Miller doesn't knock it down, it's going to bound right back up the middle with the infield in. He'll have to settle for an RBI ground out. 1-4-3 for the second out. And the bases are clear. Colby Holzer coming to the plate as Lansing has tacked on 3 in the fourth, 2 in the sixth, 2 more here in the seventh.
Ethan Salas, the Fort Wayne catcher, is upset about something.
And the 17-year-old having a discussion with home plate umpire Tatum Littleton. And now Littleton is having a word with the Fort Wayne dugout. I think they just simply wanted to know what was going on. So nothing more. We're ready to go. Holzer into the box. Miller, the lefty, set on the hill. Throws to the lefty. The pitch. Swirls it outside. Ball one. This is a feel-good night tonight for Lansing. As Jesse opened the broadcast telling you, they had given up 12 runs over the last four games. The pitch is outside. And that's 12 runs per.
On average.
Over the last four. 48 total runs. Over the last four games, one run tonight and just four hits. Much better. The pitch, that's right down the chute. 93 on the gun, 2-1. Colby Holzer tonight, flied out to left. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth, but he was hit with the bases loaded, so on an RBI. And then a base hit and a run scored in the sixth. The pitch, ooh, that gets the back of him. I think it got his front calf area. And he throws that bat with a little more gusto than normal. Being hit for a second time, he's aboard.
It's just no fun to get hit. He had gotten hit twice all year. And then he gets hit twice today in the span of four innings.
Well, and this is where you're talking about Lansing being that home run hitting team. This is where you'd love to see him make them pay. Here comes Cameron Masterman. Throw back to first. Holzer slides in safely. Masterman nearly had Lansing's first home run of the series. In his last at-bat, he sent it out off the right center field wall. Lefty-righty. Miller's pitch. Swatted foul off the netting down the right field side.
That's why that netting is there.
Yes, indeed. Keep the folks happy. They're enjoying a mid-80s and now upper 70s evening as we're coming up on 9 o'clock. Miller's 0-1. Down low, good block by Salas. How about this? Another two-hit night for Cameron Masterman. He's having himself a nice couple of days. Single, double, RBI last night. Single, double, two RBIs tonight. Colby Holzer, pretty good speed if he finds a gap. Could have another one with two outs in the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good-looking breaking ball. And Holzer. Or check that Masterman calls time. The man that wears number 2 for Derek Jeter. Takes the deep breath and steps back into the box. Blacktop tonight for the Nuts. Gray pants, black batting helmets. Runner at first, two outs. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, little wide. Salas and the others in the infield. A step and a half towards the dugout. Didn't get the call. First base dugout occupied by the Wizards. Third base dugout by the visitors, the Lansing Lugnuts, who lead 7-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball came in on the hands. Good pitch. Holzer strikes out. Just the third strikeout tonight by a Lugnut. And we will head to the stretch. Lansing in control, up 7-1 as they tack on two more on two hits and a walk. One left aboard.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable. 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will.i.am.
and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the seventh here in Fort Wayne. Lansing in front, 7-1. The Wizards' night so far has been spoiled. Lansing trying to keep that going as Luis Carrasco back out the righty against Tyler Robertson. The first pitch home. The righty bunts it fair down the third base side, but it's rolling over the line, and it's picked up across the chalk by Escorche. Strike one on Robertson. Luis to Luis. One ball tossed to the other. Luis Morales, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Career high for the number one pitching prospect in the A's org. The number 2 overall prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, went 80 pitches tonight, 50 for strikes. And now it's Luis Carrasco, who went 1-2-3 in the sixth against the heart of the order. Ground out, strikeout. Trying to get the Lugnuts closer to a win. They're 9 outs away. Righty-righty matchup. Carrasco set. The pitch. That's outside. 1-1.
Would you like some weird knowledge?
Oh, always.
You know how that bunt started fair and then rolled foul?
I do.
Back in the days in baseball, that would have been a fair ball.
The pitch. That's down low. 2-1.
There was something called a fair foul hit that hitters specialized in. There was a guy named Ross Barnes who won every single league batting crown because he made sure that he hit it so that it bounced first fair before rolling foul.
It's genius. The pitch popped up in the infield, left side of the diamond, as Escorche in foul territory by the coach's box, holds out his hand, and he makes the catch. No problem, halfway down the line. One down.
The way that he was holding out his hand, it was like he was stiff-arming a ghost teammate from the dugout.
Using his wizarding powers. 7-1 Nuts, bottom seven, one out, bases clear. Colton Bender. You know, as we talk about fair foul, Jesse, I got to bring something else up here.
Oh, yeah.
Bender 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Yesterday we talked about things being aesthetically pleasing. Now, that was referring to our scorebook. This, I'm talking about the channels up the first and third baseline. I am not a fan. Here's the pitch. That shot back. No balls, two strikes. Do you know why?
Wait, which channels are you talking
about? I'm talking about the first and third baseline channels of dirt.
Oh.
Up the line. I am not a fan.
Dude, they're squiggly.
Nope. It's not it, Jesse.
Oh.
What's okay. Different about the channels? Think symmetrical. The chalk is normally in the middle of the channel of the dirt. There's usually dirt on both sides, but the grass comes all the way to the line. The pitch. That shot foul, out of play. No balls, two strikes.
So when you're saying channels, you mean like the baseline?
Yes.
The base channels. Path.
The base paths, the channel.
The channel.
Of dirt up the line. Normally, the chalk sits in the middle of the dirt base path, but not here in Fort Wayne. All of the dirt is in foul territory. The pitch, this is lifted out to right field, coming in towards the line as Buelba slides, and he makes the catch! Laying out towards the line, last second, Brian Buelba comes up with the second out.
He has quite the highlight reel this season. That ball was slicing away from them the entire time.
And he waited, as you should, to the last second before you leave your feet and made a nice, crisp catch and slide it. Two outs. And here comes Lucas Dunn. Lugnuts try and Texas hold him from scoring. The pitch, that's outside. Ball one. 7-1, Nuts leading bottom seven. So that's what I got with the chalk and the dirt, Jesse.
Right up against the grass, yeah.
I've never seen it like that before. I don't like it. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, strike one.
This is an idiosyncratic ground screw here. The person who's in charge of the field has been in charge of the field for a while. They do a lot of things different here that are subtle.
The pitch, popped up, shallow right field. Back goes second baseman Halter. In comes Buelvas. It's Buelvas calls him up, and he reaches up with his glove, makes the catch. And that is going to do it. So how about this? Luis Carrasco, six up, six down with his strikeout. As we are heading to the eighth, Lansing getting closer and closer to ending this seven-game win streak for the Tin Caps. 7-1, Nuts lead.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Seven down, two to go as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Lansing leading 7-1 on throwback night, the Fort Wayne Wizards. We're here from 93 to 2008. Playing tonight is the Wizards again, although it's been the Tin Caps since 2009. And also the first year that this field, Parkview Field, opened up. It is packed tonight. CJ Rodriguez steps in. New man Tyler Morgan throws home. And the right-hander drills it in. Belt high to Rodriguez, strike one. CJ tonight 0 for 3. Fly out, strike out, ground out. Pitch home. Breaking ball in there, outer third. Strike two. Morgan, 6 foot, 200 pounds. Jesse, remind me, does this sound familiar to you? He's out of Flower Mound, Texas. Uh-oh. The pitch home. Down low, one ball, two strikes.
We know the Flowering Mound. Sean Weimer was here and tossed a complete game against Fort Wayne.
The last time Lansing won a series in this city, Sean Weimer threw the complete gamer in 2019. The pitch, that's outside. Check in from the booth. David, who has provided us with both ice cream and funnel cake, has now come back to check in how far we've gotten, and he's not pleased. The pitch, this is lifted out to left field. Up in the air, Robertson coming in and still coming in to make the catch. One down.
Adam doesn't like to talk with his mouth full.
And it's, you know. Yeah, he says Adam just likes to talk. He's not wrong. We're about halfway done, though. We've made a good distance on it. 7-1, the Lugnuts lead. Here comes Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch, and that's in there, strike one. Here's the good news. Jesse, being the great partner he is, he's digging back in. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. You know, he really carries the broadcast team in more ways than one. Eats the desserts, He devoured the mint chocolate chip ice cream he got back in the third inning. The pitch home. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Danny Bautista Jr. has had himself a night. Two hits, two for three, RBI single. Lansing with three multi-run half innings. The pitch on the ground, bounce towards third. Couple of hops, Bashir's to his left. Sets, throws to first, down to a knee. Ortiz got it. Two outs. So Lansing scored three in the fourth, two in the sixth, and two in the seventh. Seven runs, 11 hits, no errors. Fort Wayne, the Wizards, with one run, four hits, and one error. So here comes Jose Escorche from the right, the pitch home. That's up high, one ball, no strikes. So there you go, Tyler Morgan from Flower Mound, Texas. 14th rounder out of Abilene Christian, the pitch. It's also down there in Texas, that pitch up high. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch home. Swing and a foul tip. Strike one. Well,
we were scheming behind your back.
Were you?
Yeah.
I deserved it.
You got a good scheme going.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Traveling around the Midwest League with Jesse is traveling with royalty. 2-2 pitch. Roped foul. Third base side into the netting. Thank goodness. That thing was crushed by Escorche with some Escorche behind it.
Can I tell you, we went to Cindy's Diner this morning. Steve Scarsoni, strength and conditioning coach Johnny Christensen, athletic trainer Noah Huff, and Scar was given the Lugnuts mug.
2-2. Breaking ball in there on the outside corner. Escorche frustrated with himself. And that does it for the top of the eighth. Well, that's pretty cool. Noah Huff told me he got the garbage.
Yes, he did.
Which is a classic
he
item.
He was very happy to get the garbage.
And we're very happy with what the Lugnuts have put out tonight. Anything but garbage. They're up 7-1, halfway home in the eighth.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom of the eighth we go in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Lansing trying to get their first win of the series and even their record back at 21-21. More importantly, end this three-game skid and end this tin cap seven-game winning streak. Luis Carrasco has been excellent. Six up, six down. Here's Nick McCleary. Pitch home. Fastball a little bit tight. Ball one to the nine-hitter. Right-handed shortstop. Popped out in foul territory and walked in the fifth. Only his third time up here in the eighth. That's how good the Nuts pitching has been. Luis to Luis. The pitch. That's up there in the zone, strike one. By the way, we've got a defensive change. Will Simpson, who didn't start the game, has come in at first base for Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch home. Breaking ball a little tight. 2-1. So great to see Will back out there. Danny played a nice game tonight. Danny with those two hits. Not four hits. Two hits on four at bats. The pitch. Swing and a tapper down the third base side, foul. Two balls, two strikes.
Danny put in some good work earlier today at first base with Steve Scarsone, really drilling him on how he can pick bounced throws.
Now, I was talking to him about that yesterday, Jesse, of how much more comfortable he feels, Danny Bautista Jr. at first base. And he says, oh, it's night and day when they told him at the end of spring training last year to try out first base. And then he was in and out of the lineup to start this year and was making some mistakes over there. Pitch home. That's up high. But as soon as Will Simpson went down in Midland, when they were playing the Great Lakes Loons, that gave Danny a few days to consistently get in the lineup at first base, and that's when he started to excel. 3-2 pitch. Swinging's kicked back off the net, and he just said reps, 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 reps. Consistency, the motions, the feel of first base, and he looks like a different guy over there. So Lansing now with some depth at first base with both Simpson and Bautista. Simpson now in for Danny. 3-2 pitch. Swinging, it's on the ground over towards short. Anale shuffles to his left. Got it. Slides, throws in time. Simpson with his first catch. Another great play from Anjales. 6-3 put out. One down, seven up, seven down for Luis Carrasco.
I think we should mention that Danny's not out of the game. Danny's in right field.
Yes. That's a good point. Brian Welbas.
Now in center field.
Is in center. And Henry Bolte, you are the lucky winner.
Yeah, he's out.
Cedeno swings and misses. He's not out yet. That's just strike one.
So Will Simpson batting in place of Henry Bolte. Have fun, everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
He's due to bat second in the ninth.
The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Cedeno has struggled tonight. 0 for 3, couple of strikeouts. We're going to get that trivia question answered for you here in this bottom of the eighth. Yeah, we've been a little bit behind, and by we, I mean me, tonight. The pitch, that's up high. One ball, two strikes. So Bautista in right. Welbas in center. Butler still in left. So Botanical Garden still works in the outfield. The three Bs. The pitch. Over towards short, and it's through the hole for a base hit. Escorche laid out to his left. He was positioned more over towards short because Anjales was positioned more over the second, but it still stuck through. Cedeno is on. And that's the first base runner for Fort Wayne since the fifth and the first against Carrasco. And now Rodriguez heads out there. So, earlier in the game, we asked you, Fort Wayne got this nickname after a major flood hit the city in 1892. Now, you traditionally hear them called the Summit City. That is not the nickname they got from this incident. Jesse, do we get any responses tonight?
Water World.
We did get Water World?
No. Honestly, though, we did get a very good response.
The pitch? That's fouled back. Well, that was hidden right there. What's going on? Are you trying to hide something?
Leanne Cook wrote, the city that saved itself.
That is correct.
Yes.
The flood was caused by a combination of heavy snow, rapid thaw, and rain, and resulted in $56 million in damages. That's flied out of play. No balls and two strikes.
Floods are horrifying.
9,000 people had to flee their homes. And the city's response included heroic rescue efforts and a large group of volunteers who sandbagged the city, earning it the nickname, the city that saved itself. The pitch is kicked back off the netting. So the flood back in 1982 was the worst in 70 years for the city and even caught the attention of then President Reagan, who visited Fort Wayne to congratulate the city. How about that? That's making something bad into good. The pitch. This is in on the hands, fouled up and out of play. Remains no balls, two strikes on Ethan Salas. 7-1, Lansing leading, bottom eight, one out, one on. So the city that saved itself.
It's a great nickname.
It certainly is. We're right along with the Summit City, Fort Wayne. Down here, the second largest city in Indiana behind Indianapolis. The pitch. lifted out to center field. This is playable for the new center fielder, Guelbas. He doesn't know where it is, though, and a sliding grab, and it's made by Butler, who goes tumbling. No, it doesn't. It is down. It looked like he made the catch. So Salas is aboard. Oh, it's been an up-and-down year for Guelbas. He's had highlight catches, but he has had misses in the lights as well. This has happened a number of times, and he had no idea. Angeles was trying to point. Butler came in. It looked like he had it, and it popped out. So his body dove in front of the ball, and he didn't quite come up with it. So two are on here, and it should be two outs, one on. My goodness. So now Homer Bush Jr. will rally here for the Caps. The pitch, that slides away, ball one.
Frankly, Adam, Aribil Anales overran it. He actually was out there, and he was under. And he went a little bit too far, and suddenly had to clear the way for the onrushing Butler. Probably Anales has the easiest play.
The pitch, that's in there, strike one. They have not given a ruling yet on if it's a hit or if it's an error.
My suspicion is single.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
I'm patient.
That you are. That you are. The pitch, so we're going to chopper over towards short. Angeles backhands, throws back to second for one. Relay is held onto by Halter, a fake throw. He tried to fool Norwillian Cedeno, who stayed put at third. And they're at the corners with two outs.
Here's what I'm wondering. Why not throw it to Escoche at third base and force out the lead runner? The bouncer's leading him right to Jose Escoche. That seems to me to be an easier play than to quickly wheel and throw back to second.
I agree. Certainly made it a little bit more difficult, but they do get the out.
Well, and you know what this does, because second base is where you get the out. You allow Homer Bush Jr. to steal second.
Jay Beshear steps in. The pitch home. In there, strike one. Boy, would this be a good feeling if Lansing dances their way out of difficulty here. Runners at first and third. Two outs. They're up 7-1 after a ball that should have been routine, but it got lost in the lights. It was ruled a single, by the way. Righty, righty. The pitch home. That's in there, strike two. Boy, Carrasco is just pumping in the strikes. 43 pitches, 31 in the zone for the big fella. 6'1", 240-pound, 22-year-old comes set from the stretch, first and third, two outs. The 0-2 pitch, swinging, it's on the ground, right at Halter at second. He grabs it, flips it over to second. Angeles tags the bag and continues running into the dugout. So, no harm done. Two hits, a ball lost in the lights, two left. Lansing doesn't give up any runs, and we're off to the ninth. 7-1, Fort Wayne trailing Lansing. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jackson. Lugnut 7, Fort Wayne Tin Caps 1. Yoan Gonzalez, the right-hander from Santiago, Dominican Republic. Now in. Signed as an undrafted free agent last year out of Bethune-Cookman. Gonzalez, the righty, deals to Johnny Butler. And the first offering called a strike, clipping the outside corner. Butler, Simpson, Wilbas. 1, 2, and 3 in the Lansing order. Looking for a little bit more insurance. Here's the pitch. That's down and in and trickling back. You know, the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps are the two teams in the Midwest League who've played the most one-run games all year. And the games so far in this series have been decided by 11 runs, 7 runs, and right now, 6 runs. Johnny is 0 for 3 with a walk, scored the 6th run, one of the 2 runs in the 7th inning rally, and time granted at home. Gonzalez replaces Tyler Morgan. Morgan came out of the pen and fired a perfect 8th inning. Gonzalez fires, swing and a miss by Butler. Let me check in with you, Adam Jackson. Your thoughts on Yoan Gonzalez's luscious locks?
Those are nasty.
1-2. Swing and a foul tip, hung onto by Salas. Strike 3. 1 out.
Nasty in a good way, man. Those are sweet. I love them. Freaking awesome.
The Plus man understands proper hair care.
Let's talk about the get-up, too, Jesse. I mean, they got black and white unis tonight for the Wizards. So he rocks the high blacks, and then he's got the black and white Nikes on his feet. I mean, it just fits. It's beautiful.
It's a great look. He's got a black shirt underneath his home white pinstripe jersey. Deals to Will Simpson. Low ball 1. First plate appearance for Simpson. Henry Bolte taken out of the ballgame, entering the bottom of the 8th inning. Righty, righty, 7-1 nuts. Simpson hits a high drive to left. Back goes Robertson at the wall. It is gone. Will Simpson takes Gonzalez out. His 3rd homer of the year. And it's 8-1 Lugnuts.
Will Simpson does what Tyler Robertson did last night. Comes into the game, hits a home run. Was just going to say it. Simpson could be that first guy to get one in this series for the Nuts. He crushed that ball out to home run porch.
Second home run served up this year by Gonzalez. Bring up Ryan Wilbas. Swing and a miss, strike 1. Wilbas has bunted his way aboard with a single and tripled his last time. He's 2 for 4. 8-1 Lansing, 1 out, righty to righty. Half an ease, strike call. 93 miles an hour on the Gonzalez fastball. Boy, Adam, Will Simpson. It's only his 3rd home run of the year, and yet you watch him swing and you go, this guy's going to hit a lot more home runs. Home runs are not cheap. The pitch, up high, 1-2. Nathaniel Stoltz wrote a whole long analysis about Will, and he came to one gigantic conclusion as he tried to make the case against Simpson at every turn. 1-2 pitch, fouled back over the netting, out of the rooftop. He said, it's tough to profile as a first baseman in the minor leagues. There's all sorts of obstacles ahead of him. What's he going to be defensively? He's a 15th rounder. 1-2 pitch to Wilbas. That's fouled back too. And yet, he said, hang on and listen to this stat. Nathaniel had charted every single ball put into play by Will. Every single one. And 67% of them were a hard hit. He said, that doesn't happen. Gonzalez deals way outside. He said at the major league level, if you have a hard hit percentage, what, in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s maybe? That's what the exceptional hitters do. Nobody has 2/3 of their balls hit in play hard hit. We're talking 95 miles an hour and up. The pitch, down and away. There's so much charting right now on that speed. There's so much charting on exit velocity and swing length and things like that. Will Simpson hits the ball hard virtually every time. That's a payoff pitch for Buelbas. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got Buelbas reaching away. Two outs.
That's a lot there, and I'll simplify for you. He's a big leaguer.
There's
no question in our minds that he will be in Major League Baseball someday. He's a phenomenal player. He's very athletic. He's got a big frame. He runs well. And he has great plate discipline. He's just started walking this year, and he's squaring the baseball up like no other, as you're mentioning.
Aribel Anales takes a called strike from Gonzalez.
Big leaguer.
And he's a lovely guy.
Awesome.
Righty, righty. Two outs. Base is clear. Gonzalez's pitch. Low and away. Anales is 3-for-4 today. And the only time that they got him out, it was an RBI groundout. Anales now 35 RBIs this year. He's been battling teammate Bolte atop the league lead. The pitch. That's down low and right through Salas. Henry Bolte did not knock in a run today. Goes 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. And a run scored. Strikeout homer, strikeout for the Lugnuts in the ninth. Anales swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes.
You know, the game, the desserts. We've had our cake and eaten it too tonight.
A funnel cake. Break even. Inside, ball three. Pulled the camera operator here in Fort Wayne. The camera was following Fort Wayne back to the dugout, except nobody was going. Home plate umpire Tatum Littleton said, "Not so fast, my friend." It's a payoff for Anales. It's on its way. He swings and misses. Now they can leave. Gonzalez strikes out 3, but he didn't whiff Will Simpson, who took him yard to left. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Lugnuts are 3 outs away from an 8-1 win.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
One Lugnuts to the bottom of the ninth inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. The Lugnuts are looking to halt a 3-game losing streak and looking to end Fort Wayne's 7-game winning streak. Ortiz, Robertson, and Bender, 5-6-7 batters in the order. Today's game began with Luis Morales, the number one A's pitching prospect, firing 5 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks. Luis Carrasco, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. The first pitch of the bottom of the ninth curves in for a called strike from the southpaw out of Arizona, Garrett Irvin. I should say Colton Johnson, the lefty from Illinois State, who kicks and throws. And the curveball bounces down and in. Johnson sees the count go to 1-1-1 on Devin Ortiz. Been a little bit since we saw Colton in a game. Not a save situation. Up there amongst the league leaders in saves. Last outing was on May the 18th against Lake County. The windup and the pitch. A chopper pulled on the left side. Onlay grabs. Plants. Fires to first. And Will Simpson receives out number one. Ortiz dispatched.
Boy, those are throws that look like they're going to be airmailed. And then you remember how tall Will Simpson is. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
And he can range. And he goes up kind of on a mini stepladder there. And makes that look easy. Great throw. Great catch across the diamond.
So good.
So good.
Now Tyler Robertson swings and fouls the first pitch off the hands, off the netting, bounces one hop, two hops off the back leg of the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton. No balls and a strike on Big Robertson. Golden Johnson, 6'4", 220 on the mound, throws left. Tyler Robertson, 6'4", 200 at the plate, bats right, a one. Up high and away. And the first inning, Fort Wayne scored a run against Luis Morales on a wild pitch. Then he settled in. There's the pitch. That curveball's outside. And then, Adam, I would say that where this game really felt like it changed was Lansing's three-run fourth inning. And they have never let Fort Wayne back in the game since. The pitch from Johnson. High fly, left field, back to the wall. It's gone. Tyler Robertson homers for a second straight day. Homer number four this year for Robertson. Lansing 8, Fort Wayne 2. And now Colton Bender. A home run in the top half for Simpson, answered by Fort Wayne. Left due to righty, Colton Bender takes on the outside corner, called a strike. 362 feet in that home run.
Smacked it. Just like last night. Didn't miss it.
Big strong man doing big strong things. Strike one toss. A ground ball foul. No balls and two strikes on Bender. Yeah, get in on that.
Yeah. It's good to have insurance, Jesse.
Yeah, it is. Good to have funnel cake, too. 0-2. Curveball. Strike three called. Bender's gone on the bender.
Air bender with that one.
Yak, 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 yak.
Uh-huh.
Lucas Dunn. Boy, this just writes itself if Lucas Dunn is the final out. Two outs, nobody on. 8-2, Lugnuts. The pitch, curveball. Ball one inside. Two outs with the bases empty. 26 outs recorded. Dunn batting right, 1-for-3 with a single. The pitch, inside corner, strike call.
There'll be a game that's done. There'll be a couple of streaks that are done.
Will they be overdone? The pitch. Bounced it in. Blocked by CJ. Number 8, hitter of the order for Fort Wayne. A deep breath for Colton. Kojo. A step back. The leg kick. Here it is. Fly ball down the left field line. Hooking, hooking, it's foul. Home run distance. But now Fort Wayne is down to its final strike as the Wizards look for a little bit more magic. Throwback night here. 1993 through 2008, they were the Fort Wayne Wizards. All the folks here dressing in their 90s gear. 2-2 from Johnson. A dribbler foul up the left side. But the Lugnuts are turning the page. Turning the page on the futility of the first two games of the series.
Oh, you're going a little Bob Seger on me. I like it. There wasn't much wind tonight, though, Jesse.
There wasn't. Johnson deals. Inside, barely. Oh, at first base, Simpson was ready to celebrate. Took that hard step in. Turned back, looked at Colby Halter. The two of them talk with one another. As Johnson readies a 3-2. The payoff pitch. Low and in, ball four.
So we're not done, huh?
We continue to Nick McCleary. Nick McCleary could probably knock a person out from a minor league baseball spelling bee. Quick, spell McCleary. M-C, capital C, L-A-U-G-H-R-Y.
You ain't got no alibi.
McCleary, yeah, McCleary. 0-2 with a walk out of the nine hole. Takes the curveball down and in.
Just always get my references. I'm so excited about that.
I try. And if I don't, if I Clayton you, then we can work through it. For Fort Wayne, one in the first, one in the ninth. For the Lugnuts, three in the fourth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh, one in the ninth. 8-2 Nuts. Last of the ninth, two outs, runner at first. The pitch to McCleary. Up and away. Ball two. Sixteen appearances now for Colton Johnson this year. All but one of the prior times he has finished the game. He brings it. McCleary grounds it sharply, foul left side. 2-1. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, it is a perfect game that Cedar Rapids is throwing in Peoria, and they're going to the bottom of the eighth inning, six outs away. Keep your eye on that one. Try the 2-1. McCleary takes, down and in. A poor curve, ball three. Yesterday, Great Lakes walked off Beloit in stunning fashion. It was really a remarkable game. The Loons beat the Skycarp 14-13 in 10 innings. They beat them in extra innings again, 7-6 today. Back-to-back walk-offs. Johnson's 3-1. High fly ball, deep left field. Butler is chasing it. He jumps up to make the catch. And this ball game is over. And so is the Fort Wayne winning streak. A long, loud 27th out. Johnny Butler leaping at the fence into the left field corner. Lansing 8, Fort Wayne 2. It is final. Luis Morales, congratulations. This is your first professional victory.
The three-game slide is over for the Nuts. That's big time. And they're back at 500. Massive win. They needed it tonight. They came out. They pitched it well. They got big half innings early. And they get the big win, 8-2. This one feels good tonight for the Nuts. And the high fives, well-deserved tonight. Great performance by Lansing.
In 2 hours and 32 minutes, in front of a crowd of 6,856, the winning pitcher Morales 1-0, no save. The losing pitcher Miguel Cienfuegos now 3-4. The Lugnuts collected 9 hits and scored 5 runs off the southpaw from Montreal in 5 2/3 innings. Overall, 8 runs on 12 hits and no errors for the Lugnuts. Don't discount that. The Lugs also went 6-for-12 with runners in scoring position and stranded 5. Meanwhile, the Fort Wayne Wizards, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They took an 0-for. They wore the collar. 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, stranding 7. The Lugnuts are back at 500 at 21-21. Fort Wayne falls to 19-23. We've got 3 more games to go in this series, Adam.
Yes, we do. And this felt much needed tonight and much more what we had seen from Lansing. Getting big swings, getting early runs, putting pressure on. That's what we talked about at the beginning of the night. Getting base runners on and continually getting base runners on. and they did that. And then they knocked him in. Three runs in the fourth, two runs in the sixth, two runs in the seventh, one big swing in the ninth. It was a complete effort on both ends. Great pitching tonight. And it's great to see that tin cap streak come to an end. And great to see that three-game Lugnut skid come to an end.
Johnny, the Tin Caps mascot, applauding the Lugnuts on their way off the field.
Just a little golf clap.
A little golf clap. Appreciation. The Lugnuts head out. Meanwhile, Dinger the Dragon and Wayne the Wizard, before they go back into the storage, before they get hung back up in the closet, they're getting every last moment that they can have tonight. Created out in front of all these folks who love them and who dressed up for the occasion, who cosplayed as their favorite Fort Wayne Wizard. The kids are delighted to see Wayne, delighted to see Dinger the Dragon. Well, this was nice to be a part of this. The retro, the throwback, Fort Wayne celebrating its history. By the way, Henry Bolte is walking off the field side by side with the athletic trainer Noah Huff. Remember, Bolte was removed from the game as we entered the bottom of the eighth inning. So we will see if Henry is in the starting lineup tomorrow. That was the question. And it is Henry and Noah who depart together. Will Simpson came in as the Lugnuts shuffled around the defense, and Simpson homered in the ninth. But Adam, I think that that will be worth closely watching. As you said, from the very start, the Midwest League hitter of the week.
Yeah, I mean, they don't pull guys out early in games. It was very weird to see that, and was looking down in the dugout, did not see him standing on the top step. So wondered if something might be up, and I think you doing a little investigative work and seeing him walking with Noah Huff probably answers the question we were hoping we weren't going to have to see, but we'll wait and see till tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, till tomorrow. Big thanks to our pregame show guest, Derek Salone. Lugnuts beat Fort Wayne 8-2. Adam, thank you.
Yeah, man, good stuff. Let's do it again tomorrow.
He's Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Good night from the Summit City. Good night from the city that saved itself. This was a Lugnuts winner. Good night, and go Nuts!